Blog Talk Radio. Maxwell go with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Then saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light, it's a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Then saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light, it's a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counted for futures amount, then it's not to Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the H of me, AR great. But they not like Chicago. When them taxi poetic, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. I'm Ella Mahalo. They hits them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Flexin', cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, yo, boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tara. Be away in no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. And they from Chicago. Murder capital of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, where you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go high from Chicago. Get pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OIT pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
All right, y'all. What's going on? Yeah, we here. Yeah, I was kind of planning on kind of giving y'all guys a different treat. I was going to try to make myself. I was going to make myself. I don't know how I did out there after being in the shop, you know, on the dyno all day. I was going to try to go out to 41. Because I know we had some real live action that was about to happen. And I was going to try to do the show from the track if I could have got the right reception and everything. That's what I was going to try to do. But a higher power. And I knew we had the right guys that was going to be out there to see some action. It was going to start up one way. And I sure believe that one or two races would have turned into about three or four, and we'd have had a hell of a show to talk about on the live, on the scene. That was my plan to try to do today, but Mother Nature washed the track out, so it didn't happen. But here nor there, we're here again, and I want to thank y'all for joining me again for another show tonight. And everything, but you know, you look at them guys, those guys that we talking about right there, just a few of them. I mean, I can't name them all. I got, especially tonight, my mind kind of a little slow, but that's what I was talking about last week. Those are the guys that US 41 should be praising, because if they get them guys the recognition they supposed to have as they did them other guys already got recognition, TV personality, everywhere you go they get paid to come. These are our heroes right here. They ain't looking for no money to come to the track. They just want to come to the track. And they really don't care about no recognition. I'm just saying this because, well, you got some clout seekers. You know what I'm saying? If you had a clout seeker, then give them the shine that they deserve. Talk about your home people. I mean, them the people here, the people going to want to go see. Every time they know it's a little race going down and they know it's going to happen, the track get filled. It could be one race. You see a whole bunch of people going to follow that one race. But yet, they got the nerves to never say nothing good about the people that's here and praise them, give them that clout, especially for the clout chasers. But they saying they want to fill their track up. But at the same time, they downplaying what we do. And they need to do the opposite to get more people to follow and get the action that they want to see at the track. You know, show that appreciation to the people that's loyal to you. You understand? And I don't know why they can't see it that way. I was talking about this last week, and we kind of got off into something else. But it still kind of stayed on my mind. I'm sorry for those that don't want to hear it, but it's the truth, man. It's the truth. It's just a whole lot different from the tracks in the north and most of the tracks in the south. It's a whole totally different relationship. These guys up here think they can just grab a few people that they think got the power to bring people to them and treat them nice and not be nice to everybody. Willie Dog met a man today. I filmed it where he started out at a track. I think it was at South Carolina or somewhere like that. And the man came up and knew who he was and called his name and talked to the man. I mean, so much different and showed respect to the man. And, you know, that's what we want to see. You know, now, you know, all that anytime they got something to say about us, it ain't good. And we go out there and fill the track. You know, it ain't always good, you know, and I heard Dee Dee say 131 is prejudice. I had never heard that before. I never heard 131 being prejudice. But I can't doubt what he said because maybe they did something to him to show prejudice. But all these motherfuckers up here in the North is prejudice. All of them just want your money and pick through who they want to communicate with. They ain't just open with us. But we allow that, and we still want to go and support them and just look for a little support back. You can't not go to the track because of the way they kind of carry themselves all the time, because you won't be going to no goddamn track up here in the North. That's just the way it is, man. So I suggest not to sit there and boycott them or nothing like that, but I'm just pointing out the facts of what I see. That's just my opinion. And, you know, everybody got one, but that's what I see when I sit back and look at the reaction, how they act, and how they pick and choose who they want to communicate with instead of trying to communicate with the whole race and world up here. They separate us. You know, it's kind of crazy, but what the hell? We're going to move on from that, I guess, you know. I was hoping that somebody else probably seen, kind of can feel what I'm talking about, because I might not be saying it right. And probably can just, you know, come in and talk about it too, because, I mean, there's some shit that needs to really be pointed out. I mean, we got guys up here that's just as equal that can compete with them guys that they pulled all that sugar on last week. I mean, you got the Chi-Town Most Wanted group, you know, Donye Tate and all of them like that, Chuck and all of them. Them guys can go right out there and race them guys, and you ain't going to know who's going to win until they race. It ain't no, you know, they just as good as them guys, you know. And then, like, if you think back through the years, we know our man Big Drag, he got his clout wherever he go. And if he go to any state and they know that he there, they're going to announce him. They're going to show him a certain amount of respect and appreciation for being there. You know what I'm saying? But here in the North, they need to get to know all the guys up here that make it happen and treat them with respect, you know, and kind of get them some shine, you know, because that's what the people want to hear, the people they know. When they hear something going on with them, they're going to come see them. They're going to come see them. I mean, like I say, Chi-Town Most Wanted crew. I mean, you got Leek and Leon. People going to come see him when they know he's going to race. Scrap, Lee, when they got their shit together, people going to come see him. I mean, you look at the Lennies, the CWs. I mean, Vaughn and his crew, K-Dog now. People going to come see him from south side to west side. You know, even like the Trans Am boys, you know. People going to come see him. We trying to get ourselves together with Brother Leroy. People know Leroy Wright. They going to come see him. Why not talk about these people and respect these people just as much as you do the people that's going to come every once in a while? Ryan Henderson, that's our guy. He our home team. Yes, sir. People going to come see him. We know about him. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't got to pay none of the other people's special for them. They just want to come there and race. And they don't care nothing about what I'm talking about. I'm just pointing it out. You know, they ain't going there for no shine. Most of them ain't. ain't going there for no clout seeking. We got a few of them. And most of them, they're just straight up clout seekers. They ain't shit no way. They ain't doing nothing. They just out there want to try to mingle and be the loudest so they can get their clout. They want to be the loudest talking to the peoples that's somebody. And they just nobody trying to be somebody. So we got a few of them, no doubt. But the guys I'm mentioning, I'm talking about, and I know you probably can name, y'all guys can name even more. I can't sit up here and try to name them all. That's why I sat here and just thought all day and wrote a list as I go down. But there's a whole lot of our guys out there. Whole lot of them. Y'all hold on one second. All right, y'all. I'm back, y'all. So, you know what I'm saying? Any of you guys, anybody want to, you know, just kind of talk about understanding what I'm talking about? You know, y'all can come on in and talk with me. You know, if y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about, we can hold on and just see what people got to say about this first, and then we can move on to something else. But I was kind of disappointed that higher power, Mother Nature, came out and wiped out them races that we had coming up for tonight. That was going to be sweet. I'm looking forward, you know, as we talk, whenever you mention the Beard Boys, you know, that's another group. Whenever you mention Dee Dee now, you know, hey, them are heroes in the race world up here in the Midwest. The Three Lugs. You know, all them guys like that, you know. Zabo, they put him out the track. That's one of the people that if he would come up there and race, which he ain't too fond of racing on a slick prep track, but still, he cut their legs off of that one. You know, he one of the people that people want to see and follow and want to race, and that's well into the race game, you know. Even my man Rob. A lot of people's at him. He come out there. You got Eric coming up shining. You know, all the other young guys. You know, them the people that you want to get noticed to. But yet, they don't. They don't. Even the people that follow them around and promote the track don't give that notice to them people enough. They might do it a little bit when they come to an event or something like that, but they should always try to get notice to them people. These are the people that kept the track afloat when the track wasn't even as good as it is now. They kept on going, kept the track afloat. And call 41 a home track. But it don't feel like home when you go in that motherfucker. Not for everybody, I'm going to tell you. They won't come on the shows and talk to us, communicate with us. I had gave them numerous invitations in the sincerest ways that you can. Phone calls, emails, in every way at least once a year. At the beginning of each year, I does this. They won't return a phone call. But we ain't going to talk about that if y'all don't want to. And I sure in the hell ain't going to sit on this phone and talk about myself tonight. So, y'all want to come on in and do some talking? Come on. If y'all want to talk about that, it's fine. If y'all got something else to talk about, y'all come on in and start talking. What's up, my main man? What's happening, brother?
What's up, Big Eddie? What's happening with you, man?
Ain't nothing too much, man. Just trying to make it happen again, once again. Last week, we got to deal with everything, and God damn it, I ain't get off the phone until almost 2 o'clock in the morning, man.
Oh,
before went into overtime and just kept on. Yeah, I had to hang it up, man.
And you're having them late night hours, huh? Oh, okay. I hear you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, we...
You heard what I said. What you think about some of that?
Yeah, well, it seems to be a failure to communicate. That's the big problem.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's
that.
The big problem.
But I can't put it on our side because I know, you know, them people go out there and they do their best. You know what I'm saying? And all I'm saying to this, if you heard me say it, is that if you're going to get clout, you know, and homage to somebody, do it to the people that come to your track every chance they get. It's okay to do it for people from the outside, too, when they do decide to come. But these people here is what's really making it happen. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't got to pay them or do nothing special for them to come. They just want to come and race. So these are the people that everybody on the north side, west side, and the suburbs and everybody know about. So when they hear they got some action, they come to see it. They want to bet.
Mm-hmm.
They want to watch. You know what I'm saying? But they shooting themselves in the foot by not mentioning these people again, these people they just do. It's like that, why they can't do them like they just did these boys that came here one time. Not talking about Ryan Henderson, because that's Chicago right there. He going to be there whenever he can. But them other guys, the way they praise them and can on. The Kyle Kelly
and Liz Musi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that shit. I remember one time when Shake Back tried to get Kyle Kelly on his show. And Kyle Kelly said, y'all got to pay me to come on your show. And everybody that heard that, they went to customer, man, fuck him, hang him up. You don't need this motherfucker. You know, had to pay him to come on the talk show. He didn't got that big.
You know what?
Well, understand.
He might be big to y'all. He ain't never been that big, as far as I can see. He's just another motherfucker out there with a race car. As far as I'm concerned.
Because the simple fact remains that the people that's right here that can compete with him and go right there and whoop his ass, and it'll never be mentioned up this way. You know, you got people right here that compete with all them guys, but they never mention. But look back in the days, man. Every time they talked about somebody and made a big display about it, the Chicago Wise Guys, the Wise Guys, Chicago Hitman, you used to hear about them, oh, that was a big thing. How come they don't give other people's their race that type of, you know,
recognition,
announcement and stuff? Yeah, recognition.
Yeah, like I said, it's a failure to communicate. That's the big problem right there. Failure to communicate.
Yeah, and they're missing it. They don't understand it, but they're missing it.
Because it was going to be a nice race out there today, I'm pretty sure, if the weather hadn't threw us for a loop.
Right. Yes, sir. I was going to even try to go on the Friday, and I know I don't be feeling worse yet, but I was going to try to go out there and get a show tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because it was going to be something tonight, boy, that weather wouldn't have thrown it. You know.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It was going to be something. Yeah, man, kid. How you like the track with Dog was at the day? You see how the guy came up there and talked to Dog?
Yeah, down in Wilkesboro, North Carolina.
Right. And they can do that in North Carolina, in the South. They sure should be able to do that here, man. Be nice and cordial with everybody, man.
Yeah, little track up there in the hills. It's a long time ago we went through that. When we were sneaking off testing and shit.
Yeah. A hell of a track look like, boy.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent track.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's up.
Sitting off in the hills and shit.
Yeah. He was showing us the area where the, you know, the restaurant and stuff in there, the game room in there, air conditioning.
Yep.
You know, it was nice.
Yeah, well, they probably need air conditioning up in there because I'm pretty sure, goddamn it, it get kind of hot back up in them hills and shit in the summertime.
Yes, sir. And where the other fellas at? They need to come on in here. You know, they'll get off the show and they'll talk about the same kind of shit, but they won't come on the show and talk about it. But last night, man, them boys was on that, man. I enjoyed hearing that show last night. One of them boys was getting at each other, man. Rising up, boy. He calling, huh?
They had a ball last night.
Yeah, they had a ball last night, man. And Mother Nature, goddamn it, they had the smoke going. And Mother Nature, goddamn it, watered that shit down.
Yeah, because
higher power.
I think Didi wanted to had about two or three races he wanted to do today, but he didn't get a chance to.
He was trying to get at Scrap. He was trying to get at Vic and Vaughn.
Vic.
And then tell anybody else on the south side. He got a street style kind of like mine. He said, "Come on with it." He named out some names, boy.
I got them DDE wheel race now.
Yes, sir. And so would everybody he just about called out, except one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So it ain't over this year yet for us, man.
Couple more weeks, goddamn it, they can let their head out again, I guess.
Yeah. I believe they finna start doing it too. I think they finna get ready to go.
Yeah, well, they better, cause they ain't got no more than about goddamn it 6 or 7 more weeks, goddamn it, before the weather's gonna start changing on their ass.
Yes, sir.
No, let me take that back. I'm gonna say 2 months.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Because it can get shitty, goddamn it, in September.
Yes, it can. Man, kid, somebody raising a hand want to talk with us, man.
I don't want to talk to you, motherfuckers. What's happening?
Oh, man, come on.
I want to
hurt my feelings, preacher boy.
The preacher boy.
I'm trying to listen to y'all. I'm praying, I'm hoping that Sham is on your show. You bitch-ass motherfucker, if you listening, I pressed the button at 8 o'clock. You wouldn't let me on your show last night. You a bogus-ass motherfucker. I want you to know that.
Lord,
I said it on national radio. Now, meanwhile, back to you, sir. Thank you for pressing the one button, letting me in. Ain't none of these motherfuckers.
If I see you, preacher, I'm going to let you in, man. There ain't no doubt about that. If your name pop up, I don't care who you is. I'm going to let you in. It's as simple as that.
You
now,
know, that's crazy, though, bro. This is supposed to be a radio show. Everybody got an opinion. And if motherfucker get on your case, that don't mean you're supposed to block him out. I'm a racer.
No.
You let motherfucker that don't even drag race go down the track. Got them on your show.
No, he shouldn't be biased.
When a motherfucker draw on you and tell you he want to race you or do something, you get in your fucking feelings. Bitch, you don't need a show. You need to kill yourself.
Oh, man.
But motherfuckers going to say what they want to say, bro. It's conversation.
Yeah.
You don't
never
supposed
to
get in your feeling over conversation.
Purely entertainment.
All you can do is say, listen, all you can do is say one or two things. Yeah, I want to race or no, I'm not going to race. Simple shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, I ain't been ready all year. I've been out one time and tore up the first time I came out and ain't opened my mouth about racing my car. I don't say nothing about my buddy B. Finn car. I let B. Finn book his races. I got an S10 that I'm bringing out. I told him, motherfucker, I'll get down with it, but it ain't ready. so I ain't saying nothing about that. I'm listening to these motherfuckers all night long, goddammit, go at it, about bullshit.
Yeah.
I send shouts out to my cousin Strap. I hope everything is okay, because they ain't give me no address. They did mention the address last night, but I was under influence of Hennessy. I couldn't remember the address. But I remember the 11 o'clock when they supposed to lock in. Didn't happen.
Yeah, I definitely want to get condolences to him and his family. I don't know. I never really heard what went on. I just heard that he had
not our business.
Somebody passed in the family.
Like this. Somebody passed. That's all we know. I don't know no more than you
know.
That's
all I know.
And that's like family to me.
So I just want
to
give my condolences.
He was there
like
for
that.
Me.
Right.
I want to be there because he was there for me, for my mama. So I really wanted to be there, but I'm going to the track tomorrow, and I'm trying to, I got customers. I'm trying to work when I can. It ain't like I need
these motherfuckers. Now, just like I was saying, kid,
this is
one of the people right here, kid, that they should also, you know, show homage to, you know, talk about, because he going to race, and he going to bring people to the race. Fuck all them outsiders, man. It's okay to bring the outsiders up, let people know when they're here. But these are the people they should be talking about all the time to me. This is the people right here that should,
you know
get to just do.
Eddie, I hate cutting you off, but listen.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if they don't like me or don't want to fuck for me or whatever it is. I'm one of a kind. I know I'm one of a kind. I done been through hell and back. I'm still surviving and doing what I want to do when I want to do
right.
it, how I want to do it. I got my own motherfucking
That's
program.
Right.
I'm doing me. I got a team
that
I control to do what we need to do when it comes to racing. But I respect my team because everybody
right
got choices.
Yeah.
I want them to do what they want to do when they can do it. You say he ready to race?
Hey, Rob,
told me
said Mike, boy,
you
got some...
Hey, my man told me, lock in anybody you want to. That ain't my job. I don't own his car, so I'm not going to do that.
The rain knocked us out of some good racing, huh?
We supposed to be able to race. I ain't heard a motherfucker turn the brake loose since Sham Show.
Oh, man.
I know I ain't in no position to holler about racing because my car ain't ready. The S10 ain't ready. BFN, to me, is not. We not 100% yet, but ain't nobody talking about racing, and that's some dumbass shit. Now, drag show will be here in 2 weeks, and it's going to become an auto show because these motherfuckers ain't trying to race. If they ain't trying to race all the weather we had, they going to blame it on the rain, but then they said travel. Motherfucker ain't trying to travel. Ain't a motherfucker trying to let the brake go.
Oh, man.
Hey, Peter boy.
Oh, man,
I done heard more people talking about, hey, preacher boy, I done heard more people talk about locking in Ohio than they do and talk about locking in that drag race.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to go on mute for a couple minutes. I need to look.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
man, we got, yeah, we.
I was going, listen, this was funny. They said they wanted to race at 42. I was listening to them last night.
Right.
I listened to everything they said.
Yeah.
Now, Scrap and Dee Dee and them was really going at it. My thing is, I ain't going to tell no lie. Y'all know the Grove is my home track. I went to the Grove last night.
Right.
It snatched my shoes off and my leg off. I ain't never in my life seen a track that fucking sticky. I had to ask them, am I really at the Grove? Now, tomorrow they got a big race. They got a big race tomorrow. Hold on, man.
Yeah.
This stupid ass little motherfucker behind me. Hold on.
I got a call, too. Y'all hold on for a second.
Hey, I got a question. For the guys that's calling out other guys and the guys that's saying they're not ready, but the guys that's looking for a race, why don't they race the
Come
ones
on through,
that's
man.
Ready? Why they ain't racing the ones that's ready?
Hey, I hate to cut you off, but you ain't going to run nobody. So you ain't in no position to say shit to nobody, man. You a fake ass.
Oh,
racer.
Man. Damn.
Well, hey,
so you
well,
need to
what makes me fake?
You
well,
don't
what makes me fake?
What makes you fake?
What makes
you
fake? Because,
bitch, you don't never
yeah.
race nobody. You don't never race nobody. You're not even, listen, drag racing is a chance taker, a risk taker. The fastest guy don't always win. It's a gamble. You don't even take a douche. Bitch, if you ain't got a motherfucker in the headlock and under arrest with handcuffs, you're not going to race. If
hey,
you don't think you
hey,
already
man.
Win, you don't race.
What, hey, kid, he said I don't take a risk, kid. And that might be true. That might not be true. Okay, I take it you a risk taker. So why don't you give me two of the break of show card and find out if I take a risk?
Oh, shit.
What? You know what? Let me tell you something. Hold on. I got to go on call for just one
minute. What?
Listen, I'm going to tell you. I got to go on call for one minute. I got to take care of business. Hold on. I'm going to cut your bitch ass out.
Yeah.
Give me one minute.
Yeah. Take your risk taking ass home.
Lord, hamburger.
Hey, you know what's funny, kid? How is a person going to tell you take risk with your fucking money? Let him tell you, no, take a risk with yours. Don't take a risk. Don't tell me to take a risk with mine. Shit.
You got a point there, Rob. You got a point there.
If I earn my money, can I bet my money how I want to bet it?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And then how do the guy that I beat tell me I don't race?
Robbie.
I beat him.
Robbie.
How that work?
Robbie.
Lord,
yeah.
Almost.
Am I is something wrong with me? If I don't race, how did I beat him?
Yeah.
If I don't take risks, I ran the pro mile with nitrous, with a motor car. Is that
again,
not a risk?
Stop sucking dick and
what's
listen.
What's considered a risk?
Nothing impressive. What did I just tell you, Eddie? The fastest guy
what's
don't know.
What's considered a risk?
Dick, Eddie. Bitch, you didn't take no risk.
That's
you
right.
cheated me with the light. If the light would have changed the way it's supposed to the first time, I'd have beat your ass.
Hey, preacher boy, all I did was school you. I gave you the track rules. Versus the street rules. You were still living on the street at the track, and I showed you can't do it.
If we were racing the way we race every day, I'd have fucked you up, man. Your dick-sucking ass won't even come back. Now, you just begged me for a spot.
Preach.
Hold on.
I played games with you on the tree because I knew you didn't know shit. You wasn't smart. So I showed you why you wasn't smart enough to race you.
Hold on. Listen to me, bitch. Hold on. I want you to hear this point blank. You just asked me for two on the break. Bitch, you got a car on the break. Run for dear life. I'm going to give you a car to break.
Hey, sir, the fastest car don't always win. Give me what I ask for.
I don't give a fuck if I win or lose. When my car come out, why would I give a bitch what they ask for and since you suck so much dick? You ain't nothing but a bitch, man.
Oh, shit.
Now, I tell you what I do. I got an S10 I'm going to run your head up with.
You got an S who?
I got an S10.
You got an
S what? An S10. You hear me, bitch? I got a raggedy-ass little S10. I'll beat the fuck out you with, bitch. Now lock in.
Oh, motor to motor?
My motor under these nuts back.
Oh, okay. Hey, Preach, let me tell you this, Preach. You got to let that loss go, man. I didn't cheat you. You just got beat.
I don't give a fuck about a loss to me, bitch. Did you get paid? Listen to me. Did you get paid?
Hey, yes,
hey,
I did get paid because you lost. Why everybody? Why did everybody at the track know you lost and you didn't get cheated? Why you think you got cheated and you got your ass whooped?
I'll see you later. Hey, listen to me, bro. Hey, one thing in life I always learn. You got to learn to take a loss just like you take a win, bitch. I ain't never won them all, but I hate to be cheated. At least let a motherfucker go back. But listen. You can have that, bro. I make this shit every motherfucking day, bro. Every day I make money. Even in my city, I make money. So it don't bother me. Listen, it take you 99 years to get ready. Nigga, I done wrecked, blown up, burned up, and everything, and I'm back in action.
Hey, please, you give people the break, and you say they cheated you, they left first. How they cheat you if you let them leave first? Every time somebody beat you, they cheated you some way, somehow. You just can't take the fact that you lost. Accept it. How many times you done lost? You done lost in life and in race. Take it. Accept it. I do. I accept you losing.
Yeah.
Preacher boy,
hey,
you being very disrespectful to that Rob, man. Damn.
Hey,
hey,
what the fuck,
hey,
Rob? Hey, listen to me, man. Rob ain't a shit.
Hey, Vic.
Rob ain't shit. Hey, listen. The difference between me and listen, let me tell you something. I'm not Sam. That bitch can't bully me. He got to suck my dick because he got to beg me. He got to beg for
something.
Hey. I ain't got to ask a motherfucker for shit.
Well, please.
I got to ask 10.
Hey, please.
I'm going to belittle myself and take that S10 and beat his ass. Better yet, I'm going to take B10 cop and run him head up and beat his ass. I don't have to suck dick to do nothing he do.
Well, hey, I got a question. If you taking other people's cars to try to beat me, what kind of dick is you sucking me in?
None, bitch, because you know why? That's part of my crew. Now, since you trying to ask a dumb question, I got a crew.
Oh, okay.
I listen to me. I've been a loner all my life. I got a motherfucking A squad. I put a motherfucking A squad together, and I'll take that motherfucking Mustang and rape you, bitch.
Hey, Vic, let me ask you a question.
The words out of your mouth should be locked in. That's the only thing we should
hey,
be
Vic,
talking about.
I just was talking. I wasn't even saying that to you, preacher boy. You just jumped on my throat for nothing.
Because you ain't nothing but a dick-sucking bitch. You always got two dicks. You won't let the break go. You won't never let the break go. I listen to you talk every day. You a pole hole digger. See, you stick that telephone pole so much, it's up your ass. You don't let the break go.
Hey, please, you gotta let that loss go, baby. You gotta let it go, man. It's eating at you. It's gonna eat you from the inside out.
We
gotta let it go, baby.
Hey, man, that money you won, I lose money.
Hey, hey, Vic, can I ask you a question, Vic?
Yeah.
Can you tell the guy that's making the tree come down, can you tell him to make the guy that you're racing against red light? I'm just asking because these fans, I told the guy, I didn't even talk to the guy. I'm in the car, so how am I telling somebody anything? I'm sitting in the damn car.
Hey, man, I ain't no damn fool. First of all, at that specific time, now listen, I don't want them to put me off the track. At that specific time, me and 41 wasn't getting along. I was barred from the track. The track was fucking me just as well as you was fucking me. But now we're in good
preach.
Grace.
Hey, preach. All
Hold
I can
on,
tell
bitch.
You, preach.
Hold on, bitch, and listen.
Okay.
We in good grace now.
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
Why this motherfucker say hold on and then disappear? Hey, Vic.
Hold on. Please don't say nothing yet. Meanwhile, back to you, bitch. Me and the track is in good grace right now. And I know you feel my car that you beat is too much for you. I'm going to take B-10 car and stick it so far in your ass you're going to have hemorrhoids for 9 months.
Hey, Preach, I think you need to read up on how the tree works, and you'll probably realize that I can't
work.
Teach
listen,
you on the tree.
Listen to me. I don't give a fuck how the tree works now, because goddammit, when you stay, trust me, I'm going to be already stayed. So do what you need to do, bitch. Let's play. Now, you told
well,
me I'm going to do too much for you.
Mm-hmm. If you give me a spot, we'll find out how much you are.
I'm going to give you a spot next to that motherfucking Mustang.
Who that, Robin?
To that bitch.
Who
yeah,
that, Robin?
That's Robin Gibbons.
What's up, Mr. Robin?
Hey, man. Hey, nigga, don't disrespect me and call me Robin. You leave the I-N off and you call me Rob.
Well, I thought it was R, I mean, Y-N, but however you spell it,
it
don't make a difference.
Hey, it's R-O-B. You acknowledge me. You see what Ali did to that nigga in the ring. You don't want that on the track. Now call me Rob, motherfucker.
Hey, look. Hey, Rob.
You couldn't raise your voice to me. You didn't raise your voice at me.
Hold
on. I ain't going to let you talk to my crew members.
Hey,
like
listen.
That.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. Hey, 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 Rob. Rob. What, Rob,
yeah.
Robin,
Robin,
whatever you... Whatever preferred, whatever preferred name.
Rob, just Rob or Little Rob. Them the only two names you get to use. Rob or Little Rob.
Okay, well listen, listen. I know that right now you gotta be real careful with the LMNOP community. So I'm gonna address you however you want to be called. I don't want to be brought up on charges. So, hey, yeah, you can't, motherfucker can't say nothing slick to them, man. I apologize.
We're going to get racial profile for talking to that faggot like
Is your grill, is your deep fryer working today,
Rob, I know y'all got more rights than goddamn it. Y'all got more rights right now than white people do, so I apologize, sir. You know what I'm saying? What are we going to do?
Hey, man, you know? I got them. E up my ass. I said, I got some things personally I got to take care of, and then I'll be ready to rock and roll. So that goes for you,
too. I told y'all you the bitch. I told you he was a bitch. You a super fan. Put your cape on, faggot. Put that F on, super fan.
Hey, Ed, all I say, Ed, for the guys that's looking for guys that's not ready, why don't they run the guys that are ready, and then you won't have people like Preacher Boy cry.
Excuse me.
And he got mad and started going crazy.
Do me a favor. Hey, do me a favor. Hold on. Listen. Ed, mute that bitch mic and let B-Fan and Big Vic talk. Let them two have a conversation because they will let the break go.
Oh,
so
Rob,
this bitch-ass Rob ain't nothing but a flag. Hey, that faggot-ass Robin Givens is a flag girl. He like to throw up a yellow flag and throw it on the line. So don't let that little bitch in the
turn out. Hey, B-Fan, you got something to say to Vic? Vic, y'all got to talk.
Hey, Vic on the line?
Come on with it.
He on
the line.
What up, brother?
Yeah, I'm on the line. What's that?
What's going on? You know, we don't do all that little extra stuff right there. You know what I'm saying? You know what they say, know your personnel. So, you know, you got to dress a motherfucker, how they come. But,
Vic is a gentleman sometimes.
Yeah, real player. No, Vic always a player with me, you know. But we gonna come up with something, damn it, real soon. We supposed to do something this week, but I gotta work. I ain't off the next Saturday. I gotta do 16s all the way to next Saturday. But I don't know if you wanna do something then or you wanna wait to what you call the shit, but we can do whatever. We can mash it up or we can do whatever you wanna do.
We can run that drag race if you want to, Vic.
That's fine. We'll get it all settled out.
Oh, just let me know, because I got a work drag event both days. So just let me know which one you want to do the 31st or the... Hold on, listen. Let me know which one you want to do the 31st or the 1st, and I'm going to put that shit on the board right now so I have one of them off.
Right. And you can let me know which
one you want
to do. Saturday? All right. Saturday, yeah.
That'll work. I'll put it on the board when I get there in the morning.
All right.
That way I have it all. That way it won't be no nothing. Motherfucker gonna be on time. We ain't gonna goddamn. We gonna get it on.
Right. That cool with you, Vic? You heard my man throw that hand grenade in on my ass. And did you hear him throw that hand grenade on me? He said we gonna be on time.
Yeah. Be on time.
Hey. See how I love my crew members. He hit me in the stomach and said we gonna be on time this time. Hey,
yeah,
man.
You gonna be on time
because
you don't
want to
get fired at the track, nigga.
But see, no, you know, but see, this the difference is, though, when they say know your personnel, Vic's so much of a player, you know what I'm saying? If I told Vic, if he told me 3 o'clock, if a motherfucker pulled up at 3:15, 3:30, you know what Vic going to say? Get your ass up there. He going to say, get up there. He ain't going to do all that extra humbug, and he ain't fucked up with no cash, you know, but, you know, certain people, you know what it is.
Well, maybe you
should
have locked Vic in instead of Sham so you would fire that nigga that's behind the steering wheel.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, listen. Hey, look, hold on. Hey, look. No, hold on. I got to go. Hold on, Preach.
Yeah, B-Fan, I had to come off of mute for that one.
They got rights. They got rights, Preach. You gotta watch it. You know what I'm saying? He had you hammed up. So,
okay. I'm sorry. That guy that ride the 10 speed with no seat.
Oh, yeah. No, that was his buddy. But,
all I'm going to say is, B-Fan, when the time comes, B-Fan, I'm going to make you fire that nigga. Because I'm going to leave you so far behind.
Hey, Rob.
You're going to be like, why weren't you making a sandwich at the tree? You fired.
Hey, Rob.
Then you're going to be coming over there begging me to drive your car.
Hey, you got a better chance to hit the moon with a balloon, brother.
Hold on.
Hey. I'm going to let you drive this car.
Hey, look.
And he did it.
Hey, I'm getting you fired, Preach. I'm going to get you fired.
Hey.
I'm
going
to get you fired. I'm blind man to drive this car.
Rob. Hey, you know Martin Luther King had a dream too, right?
I didn't know. I never heard him talk. What you say?
Oh, okay, well, you know what I'm saying? This, look. We ain't got to do all the goddamn, you know, all that extra shit. When you ready, man, let me know. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let you know.
Yeah. But are you gonna be calling that dude after we
Hey, you call me. Don't have your comrade call me because he called me like we fucking. You know what I'm saying? Back to back. You call me, you got my number, call me, say you ready, and we gonna be on your ass like a cheap suit.
Absolutely.
Hold on, one minute,
Preach. After you're gonna have your pink slip. You're getting your pink slip.
Hey, Robin Gibbon, let me explain something to you. I got a Jehovah Witness crew. They don't talk the way I talk. I'm the motherfucking devil of the crew. They nice. I'm not nice. I don't give a fuck. I piss in your coffee.
You must be very nice because you like to pay out because you's a loser.
Hey, man, you can't lose. That's what you're supposed to do. You lose. You know what I'm saying? You win some, you lose.
That's why I call him nice because he's a loser. Hey, he don't know how to win a race. And I'm going to show you he don't know how to win a race.
Rob, you got to stop holding on to that. Hey, you know what you sound like? You sound like one of the motherfuckers who on the street, who a bum, who used to be a basketball star, but today he fucked up. I was a prime king in 1968. You the prime fiend now. Stop talking about that old shit, man.
Hey, no. When a man say you cheated him after you beat him fair and square, he had the lightness, he had the nitrous, and all I had was spinach. That's it. All I had was spinach.
Hey,
okay. Rob, you won. Okay, look. Rob, you won. You won, right? How many years ago was that?
I'm going to win again.
How many years ago? Listen.
It was 7 now.
Okay, 7 years
seven.
Ago. 7. You know how much shit can change in 7
no
years?
So, years.
We talking, it got to be 7 years because it took you 5 years to fix your fender door or something. So it got to be
and
at least 7.
I had 2 good legs. Listen,
you know
when
saying?
He beat me, I had 2 good legs.
So, look. You know, we supposed to do something last year. It didn't go according to plan. Let's get it on, man. Come on, man. What you waiting on?
We gonna go. Show is. Oh, I can't
hey,
let
you.
You,
know,
I, you slipped through
hey,
the cracks last
tomorrow,
year.
Tomorrow ain't promised, though, brother.
You
got damn it, you know.
Hey, brother, you slipped through the cracks last year. You won't slip this time.
You say who?
You slipped through the cracks last year. You won't get.
Rob. I slipped through the cracks, man.
Rob, I was finna
knock you out in front of your whole family, dog. Knock it off.
Hey, knock it off, dog.
That was gonna be a long ride. Hey, listen, Rob, you fucking with me, bro. You was not even gonna be able to discipline your son no more. Cause when you try to get on his ass, he's gonna take daddy. Why you ain't do old dude with that Mustang like that? I'm telling you, bro.
I'm gonna bring him to the track and watch and show him how you beat somebody that's crawling. I'm gonna show him how you beat somebody crawling.
Okay.
If you keep talking, I might let my son drive and whoop you again.
I'm just saying, win though, brother. You gonna be ready for drag race?
I told you, sir. I'm telling you. All I'm doing is getting you greased up. That's all I'm doing is greasing you up.
Is you gonna be ready for drag race?
Hell no, man.
I don't know what's going on within a certain time frame. I'm just taking it day by day, my brother. That's it, my brother.
Man.
Hey, man, stop talking to this jacket, man.
All I know, brother, is after I finish with you, you're going to go to Preacher Boy and ask him, why did we lose? I know that. Why did we lose? How did you lose to a guy like that? And I said, it's because you got a bad driver. Because you got a bad driver. I'm going
to
make you fire.
You're right. He got a bad-ass driver. He got a bad driver.
Yeah.
And then don't
make you fire him. I'm going
to
make you fire him.
I promise you. Listen to me. Hey, Rob, I'll tell you what. This is what we're going to do, man. I'm going to stop all this bullshit. I'm going to have a little fun with you real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Don't talk to
him
for 1 minute, B-Pen.
I just want to know, man.
Oh, look
saying,
at this,
Rob.
Man. Talk to me. Hey, B, I'm going to bet you from the rooter to the tooter, from the tree all the way to the finish line, that I'm going to crush that fool. Of course, you're going to be a part of it. Sorry to hear that for you.
Okay, listen.
You're going to get it, too.
Okay, listen.
You're going to get it,
listen,
too.
Listen, man. This all I know. All of that's fine and dandy, but, you know, this is just my thing. You have a way of... talking shit, you crack jokes.
Come on, get it out.
You crack jokes and all
get
that,
out.
But you don't get down.
Hurry
you know
up.
What I'm saying? Like, I don't want to get down. I just want to win.
I don't get down. Really?
Wow.
Boy, you was about to get it, boy. You could think you had to leave because you was about to get it. You sure do. You sure was going to get it. I was at the track going to give it to you on the day I wasn't even ready to give it to you.
Rob. Why you on here fun for these people, man?
Dude, you was about to get it.
Why I ain't get it then?
Because you had to leave. That's why you ain't get it.
Okay, hold on, Rob. Check it out. You motherfucker told me I'm doing no explaining, but you did your shakedowns and your passes and all that. I came to you and asked if you want to get down. You said, yeah, give you a minute. 45 minutes go past. You got down to calculate your funds. I understand that because you came to
touch the
tool. You said make another pass, brother.
Together,
I mean,
sir.
You could have.
But sir, you were still covered on the bet, sir. Whatever you wanted to bet, you were still covered.
How?
So, because I had people in the pot, man.
You man, covered. You had them. Hey, listen. Hey, listen, man. Listen. So you so I asked you that before when you told me no. So what you telling me is okay? Then what you do? So the same motherfuckers that was in your pot, right? They I came at a race them, but they wouldn't bet on their own car, but they was gonna bet on your car. So how about you do this? How about?
Hey, be fair. Stop saying that like a devil.
Hold on. Listen. Hold on. So this what you do?
A nigga was betting on a rebel car. You keep
hey, listen,
that
hold on, look, you
get
me,
like
listen, hold on.
Hey, listen, hold on,
man, listen, Rob, this is what you do. Whenever you decide you get ready, just make it before 2021, man, just make it for the end of the season. If you do that, you go find them same individuals. I didn't put no name on it, I just said, so you go find them same individuals. You have them getting your pot. You know what I'm saying? And then, goddamn it, shit, you know?
I ain't got to get a raw pot, nigga. I got plenty cars I'll beat the fuck out you with.
With what? Bond. See, I wasn't even talking to you, and I'll beat the fuck out you in Yak Car, lock in for drag race. I'll beat the fuck out you in your motherfucking colors, lock in for drag race.
Nothing to do with nobody but shit I drive. That shit that I'm talking
you
about.
You drive Yak Car, fucking Monte Carlo, and you drive your colors.
Here,
I'll beat your ass in both of them.
Hey, listen, when I talk about...
I wasn't even talking to
you,
brother.
You motherfucker, you talk about gunplay, nigga. Don't talk about nobody else's car. Don't put me in nobody else's car.
That colors is yours too.
Fuck you talk. You talk shit to them about their car. You talk to me about
ain't that color? Ain't that color yours?
Yeah, that color's mine.
Okay, what you wanna do?
What you mean? What I wanna do? What did I just say? Gunplay goofy. Can you hear?
Listen.
That's what
hey,
it is. You don't talk shit and tell me what the race you with, nigga.
I didn't say nothing to you, brother.
I didn't say shit to you.
You know what I'm saying?
No names. You said this. You listen, man. Who you think? You think somebody retarded, nigga? Did you say this before?
Hey, them niggas didn't probably know goddamn what I was talking about, man.
Since you ain't have to say no names. Since you ain't have to say no names, who the fuck was you talking about wouldn't bet on their car here? Since you ain't have to say
that's
no
neither
names.
That's neither here nor there. I would have said that. But the rest of the panel might not know. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say no name.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, listen, I'm not with no subliminals, no sneak dissing, nigga. I say niggas' name. When I tell you I'll beat your ass, you faggot-ass nigga, I'll beat your ass. I ain't talking to
man, listen. Hey, listen, man. Like I just told Rob, Martin Luther King got a dream, too. Check this out. Check this out. The same race, since you want to go there, the same race that you was gonna give me that night that you that,
hey,
we,
listen,
that didn't go off.
Give me that same race. Now you stuck in the past.
I ain't stuck in the past, brother. It's the same.
I'm not talking about the same. You get your faggot ass down. You say I want that on my car, right? Bitch, I'll play on gunplay against you. Get your ass down.
This what I'm telling you.
Nah.
Give me the same race that was the race gunplay with that day.
Did you say I want that on my car, nigga? That lock that in.
Listen to what I said. The same
hey,
car. I ain't talking about no cuss. I'm talking about gunplay. With
gunplay. Why would I run your head up?
Why would I do that?
Why would I do that? I ain't saying you wouldn't. I said you didn't bet on your car then. How was you trying to race me and Rob was waiting on you?
I only went to Rob when I came to you to race. Look. You got on radio
hey,
on Sham Show on Thursday
Uh-oh.
And talked
hey,
that shit about locking in
everybody
what you was gonna do. Nigga, the nigga went in the hospital, never made it out. Nigga died 2 days later. What are you talking about? The nigga went to the hospital and never made it home.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you blamed it on that the next morning. I didn't blame nothing, brother. You said Jason was sick.
I never said Rob didn't want to race me. That's not what I said. I said, when was you going to hit me? He was waiting on you. I didn't say he was ducking me. I said it took him a long time, and by the time he said he was ready,
my man had a situation, we had to leave.
Rob Todd
was parked there the whole time waiting on you. All we told Rob was, no, it wasn't, bro.
Listen to me, Rob, you're wrong, bro.
And I told Rob, you're wrong. I said whatever they want to bet you for, tell me you got it. And that's what made you say,
listen,
bet on Rob and not bet on my car.
Nigga, I didn't know you was betting on Rob car to the next day. What are you talking about? I didn't know you was betting
that's
on Rob that night. I know to the next day.
Hey, listen.
This is why I say you're wrong. I told Rob then, when he came back to me, it took him about 45 minutes to come back. The man said, give me a minute, let me get my funds together. After about 45 minutes, he come back and say he got 240. I say, well, that's cool. Nigga, I take Quick Pay, Samsung Pay, Apple Pay, Chase Pay, PayPal, all forms of pay. Matter of fact, Rob, you so cool, you can owe me. He said, all right, well, give me a minute, let me make another shakedown. All right, cool. When I go over there and tell Jason he's going to make another shakedown, he stretched out over his motherfucking trailer. I parked the motherfucking car, and we left. You feel what I'm saying? I never knew nothing about y'all was going to bet with him or none of that shit till the next morning when Yak told me. I ain't know shit about none of that. But what I'm saying is I only went to Rob because I came there to race you. You talk shit on the show Thursday. You got to the motherfucking track. You blew it up with your head out the window like a golden retriever. Talk that shit. And then you got to the track. I got it on video. You didn't want to go. I went to Yak and said, after you made a good pass, get your boy to get his ass to land. I'm going to beat the fuck out of him tonight. He said, the man don't want to run you. You want me to post it on Facebook? I ain't gotta fake the funk a lot of nobody, brother. I wasn't talking to you. They don't know who I was talking about. I was just getting to the point there. The motherfucker who was gonna bet with him, you tapped him on the shoulder,
tell them to get in your pot, bet whatever you was going to bet, and I'm going to beat the fuck out of them. Like, that's it. That's all. You got to defend it in your feelings.
I mean, I ain't nothing pain.
My.
Strange things going on, man.
Oh, man. Purely entertainment.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Like, come on, man. Like I said no names for a specific reason. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker be gangsters and get all emotional, man. God damn, I wasn't even talking to a nigga. I'm trying to signify with Rob.
You ride it on? Hey, God damn, I just want to race. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, man.
Now, damn, Victor Rain canceled that race out today, huh?
Yeah, I know. DDS is going to get crucified one way or another. Motherfucker made me go to the shop, change the oil and toe tag and everything. I had that motherfucker ready.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, man.
Here's what it is.
Well, it's something. The time gonna come. The time gonna come. It ain't going nowhere. We're gonna be all right.
Somebody got a TV or something in the back, man.
Hey, Dan, that's me, brother. Hold on. My bad. Just walked in the bedroom. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Yeah. Hold on. I'm in the mode.
Oh, shit. All right. No problem. There we go. I just didn't know if it was somebody that was indulging the conversation. Sometimes some of the people be listening and they had their mics open not knowing that they are putting a hurting on the show.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's what I want to do. But I be listening, man, but I don't even want to come on, man, because these boys be emotional, man. These boys be emotional.
Oh, man,
not
in their feelings. Not in their feelings.
Man.
Yeah, man. I see that, like, if you just stepped away from it, it's somebody else. It ain't even you. Because it's still there, but it ain't loud, but it's there. Yeah, man. Well, you know, just like I say, here go a couple other guys to me that should be mentioned, you know, to give them some of I don't want to say praise, but recognition. You know, there's a couple other guys that if they want to keep their track field, get these people that come out.
Hey, y'all, I'm back in that. Yeah. I'm sorry, man, I'm back. Is that bitch Robin Gibbons still on the phone?
Man, you just missed all that, man.
I was on the phone with Dino, man. I had to take your business first.
Oh, we got some more lines open up.
What happened?
Oh, my God.
773-7842, yeah. Mic back open. Uh-oh. Here we go,
Cruel. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened, bro? Back.
Oh, man. Shit went all left, man.
Tell your stepdaddy what happened.
Hey, out of Pappy, man. So I'm on here talking to this Jitty Boom Rob, right? God damn it. He say a motherfucker was going to bet with him at the track that Friday. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like,
when
well.
When he had 225.
Okay, listen. So, you know, when a motherfucker told me at the next day, I called and asked him. He like, no, you know, I was my own thing. Okay, cool, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's neither here nor there. So I say, well, the same motherfucker who was going to bet with you that didn't want to bet on their own car,
I was finna say, won't you tap them on the shoulder and have them get in your pot, and then I'm going to beat your ass, and I'm going to get in their pockets.
Wait,
man,
Von,
come on the
Von,
phone.
He talking about you now.
Yeah, he knew that. That motherfucker.
Hey,
hold on.
Hey, look, hold on. Hear me out, preacher boy. Now, when he said this shit and I responded to him, his faggot ass had to act like he wasn't talking about me. But now you heard exactly what he said, so you know what I'm talking about.
Wait, time out.
I got to ask. Rob, which one are you talking to? I mean, Bond, who are you talking about, Rob, or are you talking about B-Fin?
No, he's talking about
I'm
me.
I'm talking about B-Fin.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on.
When he said okay,
that,
Bond, hold on.
Knew who
Bond,
he was
hold
talking
on.
About,
I want to hear the story. Right.
Hold on.
Okay,
so
hold on. Hold on. Let me finish
the story. I didn't try to act like I wasn't talking about him. I just choose not to say no name, so it wouldn't be no extra. You know what
I'm saying? But we don't.
Hey, look,
you
I call myself
keep
trying
out
to signify.
Way, keep me out of this way. I don't care what the fuck came up.
I call myself
because,
trying to signify.
Signify
with
you keep doing. You was begging for the
with,
fucking
with Rob.
You
trying to signify with Rob. Hold on,
Rob. You trying to?
Hold on, hold on. 1 minute, Rob.
You was begging for the back.
Hold on, Rob. 1 minute. Hold on, Rob. 1 minute. I agree with what you said, Rob, but hold on. Go ahead.
So I call myself signifying with Rob, you know what I'm saying? So I said the situation. Once he said motherfucker was gonna bet with him, I'm like, well, the same motherfucker who ain't wanna bet on their car was gonna bet with you. God damn it, won't you call them and get them to get in your pot with you again this time? Motherfucker, come on, get the. Oh man, you talking about?
Yeah,
I ain't even said no name,
but
motherfuckers
really
know what they talking about. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
All you wanna say was, won't you tell fam them to bet with you? You ain't have to say, oh, the nigga that didn't want to bet on his own car. Like I don't bet on my car. Get your ass out of here, nigga. I bet on your car when you
okay,
ain't want to
okay,
bet. Get
okay,
your goofy ass
Von.
Out of here.
Okay, Von,
so,
Von.
Like I don't bet
Von,
on my car, nigga. I bet.
Von,
hey,
Von.
Listen, I bet
Von,
you
do me a favor.
Your car when you was betting $50, nigga. So why wouldn't I bet on my car?
Hold on, Von. Von, do me a favor. Von, do me a favor. I just want to hear what happened, and then after you tell me,
hey,
you can say
hey,
whatever
okay,
you
okay,
want.
You can hear what happened, but don't that sound dumb? If I bet G's on his car and he wouldn't bet,
but I'm not,
what the
see,
fuck
see,
I wouldn't bet on my own car for? He sound dumb.
So
that nigga bet $50
so,
on his own car.
Okay, 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 preach. So my thing
I
was,
ain't
going to
lie,
I'm
going to bet $50 on that motherfucker now. He's
okay,
going to bet hundreds
okay.
and thousands.
Okay, listen. So preach. So my thing was, you know, we've been on,
okay,
we've been on
go
good
ahead,
terms.
Go ahead,
talk,
go ahead.
You know, me and Fool been on good terms. We talk shit and shoot the bobos. So you know, I caught myself trying to tiptoe around what I'm saying. We're still getting a jab in at what you call it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he get to coming on because he know I'm talking about him. But I ain't want to say no name. The other motherfuckers I ain't think knew. But you know, so whatever. So
mm-hmm.
he get to ranting and raving all this shit like this. No, I got three cars.
Ain't no,
okay,
hey, hey, bro,
then.
Ain't no ranting and raving when you address a man.
Listen for 1 minute, Bob.
Okay.
Bob, I'm going to let you say whatever you want to say. I ain't going to say a word. Let me hear it.
So
go
listen.
Ahead.
So I say, well, getting yak, he say three cars. I say, well, getting yak car,
uh-huh.
or getting your colors, and I'll beat your motherfucking ass. He say, well, you talk,
right,
to me,
right.
You talk about gunplay. I say, well, okay, well, did. Since you went there, right,
man.
Give me that same
105 for drag race. 105 for drag race. My
give me that
no
same
race.
Give me that same. Give me the same. Hold on. Listen, if you got because you had got on Sham Show capping on Sham Show the Thursday before that day. So give me that same race that you got on the show capping about, and you got action.
Be fair.
What he said
we're
gonna
so
do that race. What was that race? Be fair.
Only way we gonna do. Only way we gonna know what you talking about is if we go to a record. Don't nobody know what happened last year. What are you talking about?
Me
and
you
don't know. Tell me what he said. What he say? What he say to you? Tell
me
what he
know.
Said.
Okay.
Say
so
it now.
He said first he started with I got everything in drag racing. Then he switched that up and said
right.
No, I can't give you that. He got on Sham Show and said tomorrow you got the back time to break for $2,500. Who? Get your ass up there.
We'll take
I get to
it. We'll try that.
Hold on, listen.
Hey,
I get
hey,
to the track
boy,
Friday.
Preacher boy. Hey, preacher
yeah.
boy, y'all
yeah.
ain't got trash shit. I'ma run you head up with gunplay. I'ma run him head up with gunplay. I'ma run you head up with K-Dawg car. What the fuck is y'all waiting on?
Listen. I tell you what. Stop, B-Fan. I'm going to cut you off. Stop. Don't say another word, B-Fan. Please. Listen, Von. Listen. Leave B-Fan alone. I'm going to run you head up with gunplay. When I'll be ready at the end of the month, I'm trying to be ready for drag race. If I catch you anywhere in America,
man, listen,
we getting down.
Man,
you ain't K-Dawg.
See, this where we fucked up at. You know why? Because he get to pick what car he want to race a mask, but when I go get a car, he
Preacher boy, y'all sound like a bunch of cowards because I'm taking a motor car and running his nitrous car head up.
Hey, man,
stop
sucking dick. We don't know if you're on motor or not, Rob. We don't know shit about Rob's car.
Hold on, Rob. Before you say something, Rob. So, Bond chose to get on the phone and say he got three cars he get in and drive. So he said he got three cars he get in and drive. I picked two of the three. You know what I'm saying? I said
hey,
the colors. Well,
lock
your
in,
car.
Okay. Lock in 5 on 25 for big drag race. My colors to your Mustang head up. 8 Mile, Pro Tree, 5 on 25.
Have you ever seen me run 8 Mile, man?
Oh,
I run out the back door.
We'll run you to the 8 Mile, sir.
Now, y'all, hold on, man. Hold on. See what type of gay shit I'm talking about? See what type of gay shit I'm talking about? You just ran to an 8 Mile. Wasn't your last race an 8 Mile?
Stop it. I didn't know it wasn't. No, it was back door. It was to the back door, but I told him to hush. I will run you to the 8 Mile. I said it. I'm driving. We'll run you to the 8 Mile, bro.
Of y'all motherfucking mind. All y'all do is talk back and forth.
It is made up.
Y'all want
to
do some fucking shit. You ain't.
Oh,
hey,
my
you
God.
Ain't,
listen.
Preacher boy, you not saving that coward-ass nigga for me. You not. I don't even want to talk to you. Let that motherfucking coward-ass motherfucker
We going to run you to the 8 Mile.
Let him
stand
on
his
own 2 feet, motherfucker.
Lock in. Okay. Lock in. 500 on 2500 or better. Head up. Your colors. My Mustang. God damn it. Small block to small block. No time. Ticket to the 8th.
No.
You're
not. Listen,
that's
bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're not add nothing else to nothing. Change nothing. Don't say nothing about nothing.
Ain't nothing locked in yet. We ain't said locked in. I can't change nothing. We getting that together right now. We get it together.
No. All we locking in is 8 Mile Pro Tree, the Cutlass, and the Mustang. That's it. 8 Mile Pro Tree.
Oh, my God.
Cutlass and the Mustang.
Man. Come on, man.
Small block to small block.
Man, you ain't hey, listen, man.
Hey, listen. I want to talk to that Bond that be boom, 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 boom. I want that Bond. I don't want this motherfucker.
Excuse me. They stop selling bullets to black people.
I'm talking to him, man.
Boy, hey, listen, man. You're not even equipped or built like that to even fuck with me. You're not at all.
Hey, man,
You just those subliminals, and I address your coward ass. Because I ain't going to let you be no coward.
Hey, listen.
Hold on.
You gonna,
he playing my crew. He playing my crew.
No.
He ain't going to fuck with anybody.
No,
but
you
see, this is the thing, though.
You gonna be a man
around
me? You ain't gonna fucking
So I don't listen. That's like talking shit to you about you to fuck with a bitch. I don't gotta say your name to get on rock to get on what you call that. I ain't gotta bring your name up. You know what I'm saying? I just call myself
listen,
good to hear me. You got emotional, bro. You gotta leave the feelings at home, G.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, listen, that's cool. I never understand how a coward live. I don't live like that. I'm just letting you know. I'm gonna let you make you man up. I don't live like a coward, so you can't make me understand how you thinking. Because you think like a coward. I don't think like a coward. I'll never understand you, bro, ever in life. I will never understand you. You move like a coward. I don't. I move like a man.
Okay,
I don't
listen.
I move like no coward.
Yeah, that's
Bond.
Hold on.
I didn't even hear none of that shit he just said. But you don't move like a coward. But you get on the show every week and you talk like you was doing something. And every time motherfucker lock you in, you backpedal like a 34-4. But you move like a gangster.
Hey, listen.
You just got on the phone. You just got on the phone, nigga, and said you got three times you
drive.
I just come up, you got two of them, and you
racing. Ain't nobody racing. Who the fuck racing in the city?
Hey, me and you can race though. Me and you can race.
Right.
Y'all been calling me all year.
Like
we got cops.
Like
you just said you got
you
three cops.
You ain't
said
shit,
listen.
Nigga, in years.
Hey, listen.
Let us start it off. You know they say
all it takes is one good race, and then you know the rest of them get the floor.
Hey, man.
You said you had three cops, G. You got on the phone last night and said, I'll send three cops one place and send a cop somewhere else. Come on, man.
Listen, you done did all this happen, so now when I come over there to that trailer, y'all faggot-ass niggas don't act like I'm picking on y'all, because y'all say y'all want to race, right?
picking on me, bro. Listen to me, bro.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
You on the race, right?
Listen to me. Hey,
you
listen, listen,
race,
listen,
right?
listen, listen. Check this. Okay,
okay.
Listen, listen. Check it out.
Right. You say you
check
on
it
race,
out.
Right?
Check it out. Listen, listen. I told you. It might not have been you, but I told somebody else. God rest my man's soul. But the motherfucker who's saving y'all from getting y'all ass pulled out, hey, he's resting with Jesus. Ain't no more Mr. Nice Guy, bro. The glass is off. Ain't ducking no action. Hey, listen, man. Get your ass up. Get your ass down.
There's no playing cards. We're going to win or lose, and we're going to pay a win and have a good time. Leave the fans at home.
You
said he tried to
win.
He don't think like that. He don't think like no grown man. He a coward. He don't think like no grown man.
I don't think like no grudge racer. So I know that in this grudge race world, a lot of niggas get emotional when it comes to these cars. So I chose not to say your name or say nobody in the camp name to alleviate this extra regular shit right here.
Hey,
I call myself trying to alleviate this right here.
Bitch-ass shit, nigga. Because you know why? Because a man wouldn't be throwing up the blimp with a shot, you bitch-ass nigga. I'll fucking talk to you when
hey,
I
listen.
Meet you. I don't fucking be on no show talking about no beef thin. Let people know I'm not talking about beef thin, lying and shit. Like, dog, get the fuck out of here. Move like a man.
You have got on the show plenty of times and said shit about me but didn't say my name. What are you talking about?
Hey, man,
and then
I say
something, then you get to say my
name.
Come on, man.
All right,
listen.
I say your name, nigga. I say your name. Listen, y'all going at your bullshit. Y'all going at your bullshit. We just want to race.
I'm all drag racing. Check it out. I'm going to say your name, then.
Man, you ain't. Hey, listen, be fair. You get those scared men. You got a vagina between your legs.
And you were scared to go.
You got a vagina between your legs.
You know what you did? You know what you did? You know what you did? You know what
you
did?
You like a female.
Hey, listen. Check it out. Did what you did. You posed
and
locked in with me. You got on the show fat mouthing.
You
called yourself. Hey, listen. You didn't race me. You didn't race me, but what you call yourself did, you call yourself racing my stepdaddy, and he knocked you upside your head. You know what I'm saying? That's what you did.
Man,
you should have picked on the
floor.
You should have picked on the floor. You should have picked up on the floor. Hey, you went out there. Hey, listen. You seen that video, that old motherfucker on Facebook, motherfucker, that old man on the bus, knocked that motherfucker, that young boy out. Hey, listen, you should have picked on that young motherfucker. You went fucking with that old man, thinking he had that old man strength, and he oops up past your head. You should have goddamn ran me tonight.
Hey, be fair.
You got to make
go
you laugh,
B.
Go ahead,
nigga, knock me upside my head then.
You're too emotional, G. Hey, listen. All shows are recorded for quality and training purposes only. You go back out to this motherfucker over and you listen to yourself and you tell me who's sitting down when they pee. Nigga, you lay down on the bed and pull your pants up, man.
Okay.
You listen to yourself, bro.
Hey, come on, bro. You're getting emotional. I didn't say your name to alleviate all this extra regular shit we're doing right now.
That's why I didn't say your name.
But I'm going to hold you on your word.
Hey, listen, bro. I you some big gangster. Nigga, you just told me I sit down when I pee, and I'm wearing the same shit back on you, and now you emotional again. What the fuck are you talking about?
You won.
Man, listen.
You are.
This is exactly why I didn't say your name, because when it comes to me and you get too emotional, G.
You
get too emotional. I didn't say your name.
Hey, nobody gonna tell you. I never stood on
you and Miss Parker got something going on. Hey, B. Ben, you and Miss Parker got something going on.
Hey, man, listen, man. Hey, that's why I come on the show and I listen. I don't press the one button because every time I say something, niggas get their feelings, man. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I don't want to talk to you no more. I don't want to talk to you no more, brother. I don't want to talk to you no more. You too emotional right now.
Go ahead, roll you one, calm down, and then you call me out. Fine. Be fair. Y'all hold on, man. But y'all trying to lock in for drag racing.
We'll talk about that.
Go to the next caller. Hey, dude, that motherfuckers argue for 20 hours. Now you want to act like the only way people can talk is if they locking in a race. Get the fuck out of here. When the
fuck, they only talking for a long time. Y'all ain't getting, hey, Vaughn, y'all ain't getting nowhere.
Hey,
Hey, Eddie, this is what we do, Eddie. But I'll just ask him.
It don't matter, Eddie. I don't hear you cutting nobody else off. You want to cut me off like y'all talking about race.
How long I let y'all go before I said something, man?
Eddie, I agree. Eddie, they talking about cars. Y'all be talking about weather and basketball shit and the yeast infection.
At least they're talking about racism. Cut that shit out.
But listen, bro. They the only entertainment you get right now. They trying to. Let them get their emotions over with.
Before every good boxing match, man, it's a good press conference. Motherfucker got to do the square out. They got to talk shit, signify, make a motherfucker laugh.
Hey, B-Fan, I just didn't want to get out of shape, man. It seemed like we was trying
to get out of shape.
Hey, we do this all the time.
Okay.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Oh, one minute.
Okay, well, y'all
hey, Vaughn, are you upset with us? Hold on, listen, I'm going to tell you how to do it. Vaughn, are you upset with anybody to the point of violence?
Hey, man, I'm not.
Vaughn,
I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell everybody on this phone, I don't care about none of that shit. Y'all only do this shit when I get to argue. Y'all argue from 7 o'clock in the
morning. And you heard what he said?
To fucking 10 o'clock at night.
Y'all go in then. I'm just hoping that it wasn't. Thank you. Let them have their fun.
And that's exactly why I stand up to this coward ass nigga, because I talk to him, and his coward ass always tries to go subliminal. I get it on him, so I'm addressing his ass.
Do your thing, Vaughn. Go ahead. We're going to listen.
Listen, man. Hold on, brother.
Who the next one for lock in?
All right,
come on. I can't hear nobody now.
Let's talk about this drag racing shit again. Y'all go ahead. Vaughn, what you trying to do, Vaughn? We going to run you small block to small block.
Man, I'm going to beat y'all ass. Don't worry about it. I'm beating the fuck out.
We don't mind winning or losing. Listen, everybody got a dream. Hey, Vaughn, everybody got a dream.
You a fucking vet. I don't want to talk to you. You know how to handle it. He's a coward. I want him to handle
okay.
his old shit.
I go back to my retirement seat. I'm going back to my rocket chair then. Hey, B-Fan, talk to him. The way I taught you to. Talk to him.
I ain't got to talk to him like that, man. I ain't got to do all that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you better not say one thing. Like a female said, he ain't got to talk.
All you do is talk, bitch. You a fucking talk.
Hey, listen. What I didn't say have to talk. I said I don't have to address you the way that preacher boy address motherfucker. I don't got to talk to you and all that extra bitch ass nigga and suck my dick and all that. I ain't got to do all that. We don't do all that. I don't do all that.
I ain't got to do all that neither. I tell you, you a fucking coward. That's the bitch ass shit. I tell you, when we on the phone by ourselves,
that's what I'm saying.
Listen to what I'm saying. I tell you that shit when we ain't arguing. I said, be fit.
You ain't like a female, bro, and I don't move like that.
I tell you that shit when we ain't arguing, nigga.
So this is what I'm saying.
Listen, bro, Vaughn.
You have to listen. The man just told me to address you like he addressed a motherfucker.
Hold on, look, preach.
We had different conversations. You know what I'm saying? This is like a little hate relationship.
Stop making love to him. I'm trying to make love to him.
God damn it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make love to him. I'm just saying.
Listen. It's for the people because sometimes faggot ass niggas be misleading the people. So this is for everybody on the phone that's listening. I talk to this man on the phone without us arguing, without anything, and I tell him the same thing. Bro, you move like a female, and that's without us arguing. Now ask him that. Since I'm emotional,
hey, listen.
Hey,
listen.
Shit without us
arguing.
Hey,
listen.
Hey, watch this. Hey, BCN, don't get mad at me. I agree with him. I agree with him 100%.
Hey, listen.
I done told you more than
time. Hey, did I dispute or deny something he said? That I ain't dispute none of that.
I just tried to prove my point. You can have a slow nap. I just tried to prove my point.
Listen.
Don't try to say, nigga, I'll say this shit to you at 8 o'clock in the morning when ain't nobody on the phone but me and you. I say this shit. Same shit.
Hey, Vaughn, I agree with you. Man up, nigga. Speak up.
Hey, listen.
I told you, stop being so soft.
Because this is the thing. I ain't soft by a long shot. But this is what I'm saying. I don't got to do all that extra goof-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't got to do all that. It don't take all that.
No, you
know what
lied,
I'm saying?
Though,
I told you, don't explain. You don't have to explain.
It's easy.
Did I explain anything?
I agree, preacher boy. That's it.
I hear you, baby.
What you
say? I hear you too, preacher boy, and I'm waiting on you to get ready because we ain't got nothing to talk about. When y'all get ready, that's what they take me off. This is me causing all this shit. When I be catching their ass at the track, they be quiet as hell. Motherfuckers be quiet as hell.
Hold on, one minute, please.
Hey, Vaughn, you right. My boo is not ready. I got an S10 I'll fuck over you with, nigga, with your motherfucking colors. Let's play small block to small block. See, I ain't him. I ain't got no bones in my body, so I ain't got no skirt on.
Hey, listen, I'll beat your ass. I don't got bones on my body, but see, sometimes this is what you got to say.
Hold on, listen, I'm going to play too, but see, this is what I'm saying.
You got to stop. You have to stop putting that motherfucking false motherfucking narrative in the air. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen you. I've seen you to the track these last, two, three times. You know what I'm saying? The last time we seen you, we was helping each other. So
hey,
what I'm drawing on you, we helping each other. For.
Hold on. It can never be no false narrative if the whole city say Vaughn trying to go. You the only hate motherfucker that say Vaughn ain't trying to race. Get your ass out of here, nigga. This is what I said.
Sometimes you have to listen. Sometimes you gotta listen to a motherfucker to hear him and stop listening to respond. You know what I'm saying? You listen to respond instead of getting the whole gist of what a motherfucker's saying.
I ain't finna do no explaining to a motherfucker. Listen to me. Oh, Vaughn, don't say a word, please. D-Fan, that's the shit Vaughn's talking about. That's that soft-ass bitch shit right there. This is what you tell him. Vaughn, just like I'm telling you right now, I got an S10 I beat your ass with.
Preacher boy. I did that already, bro. Preacher boy, I started out with that. When the nigga said he had three cars, I said, I will take my Mustang and beat the fuck out you in that car, and I will beat the fuck out you in that car. He said, you opened that door when you said you had three cars you drive. You opened that door.
That's the end of the conversation.
Hey, be fair. But you know. You know, goddamn well, I got fucking 6-7 cars I can drive. So I can go get anything for you? That's what you're saying?
No. This is what I'm saying. I just named three cars.
If I name 10 cars that I can race you with, you still trying to go to the bottom of the barrel and race one of the cars at the bottom of the barrel.
Hey, Vaughn. I didn't even know you had a colors, nigga. You drew on me with the colors. I didn't even know you had no colors, bro. You drew on me with it. What are you talking about? We're not talking about the rosy, man. I only know this. Listen. You said you got three cars.
I know four. I know Uncle Nick's car, your two cars.
I don't know no other cars. I don't know no nigga on the show that race no ghost top. Nobody.
Hey, be fair. Let them have the show, bro. You talking in circles. Let them have their show.
You talk in circles.
No, I'm not talking in circles.
B-Fan, stand down for 1 minute. Hey, Vaughn, we're going to talk like gentlemen now. Watch this. Vaughn, you got Yak Car, you got your Cutlass. I got an S10 I was digging your pussy with. I got B-Fan Mustang. I don't count. We're not counting B-Fan voice. We counting what I'm telling you today. I will take his Mustang and beat y'all ass with either one of those cars. Bottom line, I'm not going to kiss your ass or conversation. Let's get out.
Okay, Yaka not running. Yaka not running. And the Cutlass ain't running. So I got Gunplay and I got
Daddy. That's the conversation.
I got Gunplay and I got Daddy car.
And I'll take my boo and beat either one of their ass. Either one of those cars. I'll be out there drag race.
Hold on. What B-Fan want to do with that?
He's not in the class with no big block. I'm not letting the break go with no big block.
Okay, Priest Boy. So we
see how easy that
works? That's easy. Now, you said what two cars you got, and I'm telling y'all what two. So I got Gunplay and Daddy car.
I heard you.
Okay.
I heard you, man.
Did you hear me,
B-Fan?
You heard me? Hey, did you hear me, B-Fan?
No, he heard you.
What kind of spot you want to give up?
Hold on. What kind of spot you want to give up with either one of them big blocks? We don't want none of that. No spot. B-Fan
ain't
no big man like that. He got a small block.
If he gets one of your small blocks, he's going to date rape you. Any small block you got, listen to me.
Stop trying to be a bully. Any small block you got, I'm going to make him rape you. Any big block you got, I'm going to rape you. You give up a little spot with any one of them big blocks, I'm going to rape you. All right, Kelly.
Okay, that's it.
Now, talk to me. That's what I'm trying to teach them to say. See, he don't have a voice in the mindset that I got. I'm going to dig in your pussy.
You sound like a grown man. That motherfucker sound like a mouse. He sound like a female mouse.
That ain't my fault. But I'm going to teach him. I'm putting him in class one-on-one tonight.
Preacher boy, you ain't got to teach me shit.
Please,
that nigga from the beginning, man. He got it on you. Hey, listen, man.
Please,
you ain't got to teach me shit.
Be fair. This is a conversation. All I ask you to do is stand down. That's why I ask you that. Follow suit. That's all I ask. That's why I don't like to say nothing. Follow suit. You ain't never got to respond. I got this. After the show, you can call me on the back line. You can even call him on the back line, and y'all can kiss and make up. I don't give a fuck. But right now, I don't want that nigga calling me. I want that man ass. I already own a cheek. I got one half of the cheek. I want the whole ass now.
Man, you ain't getting no half, no cheek. Don't be lying to the public. You ain't did shit.
I didn't even get to perform yet. That's one thing about me,
and that's what he can say. He can say all that shit. All that shit he wants, that's faggot shit to me, nigga. I'm stopping you from controlling the narrative. You're not about to control no narrative about me. That's it. I don't give a fuck if you say no emotional, violent, none of that bitch-ass shit. Nigga, you're not about to control no narrative about my character. You're not going to do that. That's it. That's all.
Hey, Vaughn, you race. You do race. You let the break go. You win and you lose. That's all I got to say. When you win, you have fun. When you lose, you might come back. My thing is this. I'm going to find the fuck out. I'm the king of this castle. I'm inviting Rough House in. But you got to start at the basement, motherfucker. Let's play.
Hey, listen. I can start.
I'm not that faggot ass. Listen, I'm going to say this plain as day. I'm not none of that faggot Mr. B. I don't suck dick to drive a car. I own a car. I got a killer crew. I took your, I took your bottom bitch and made her top bitch. And I take his car and beat your ass with it. Small block to small block. I take a car in the break from goddamn Gunplay and take his car and beat the fuck out of you. Matter of fact, I take the back tire in the break and take B-Fan car and impregnate you. See, B-Fan ain't going to tell
you
what I tell you.
Hey, would you take the break, Preacher Boy? Would you take the break?
I just told you. I take the back tire and the brake. I got the brake automatic, fool. You ain't never better driving than me. I got one leg and I stick it deep in your ass. Hey, I just want the back shot just to let me know I was
there.
Already started.
All y'all do is talk about
listen.
Old shit. I can talk about when
no,
I really
no, no,
beat
no,
your
listen.
Ass, though. When we
stop,
really race,
stop believing in
ass.
The past. You beat me.
I did.
You beat
so
me
you,
in the past.
So why y'all keep bringing up the past?
Now, listen
y'all
to me. I had
you.
Two legs. I had
you
when you with me, I had two
ass.
Legs, y'all. No, I
oh,
can
okay.
never forget that. That's why I wanted my revenge. That's why I said to go. Listen.
You're around
him. Hey, Vaughn. I remembered you beat me. That's why I set the cop at the 8th mile and said, blah, 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 to let you know I remembered.
Yep.
Now, let's have a little fun, baby boy. Listen to me.
We going. Hey, preacher boy, you got a target on your back
yes.
already because you hang with that coward dude. So I'm on y'all ass. Don't worry about it.
Listen, he's no coward now. When you call him a coward when he was with you, that sumbitch is a superhero right now. He's with the
hey, listen,
18,
man. Hey, listen,
and you
man.
Motherfucker
hey,
terrified, because you're talking to
hey,
him
listen.
Like you're walking on eggs.
Hey, listen,
if he was
man.
Such a coward,
this
you would take those
hey,
claws like and get right on
shit.
His ass.
Hey, listen, this grudge racing shit got to be in you, man. It's not just because he got some money to buy a car don't mean that he into grudge racing. He's not no grudge racing.
I got to listen. I'm injecting it in him. I'm putting it in him every motherfucking day. As soon as I get that girl to talk out his voice, and he can say the word that I'm saying now without no ifs and ands or buts.
Hey, man,
you
listen.
Understand.
Hey, listen, preach. I'm not finna let
hey,
listen. Preach. Preach, boy. Hold on, Warren. I'm not finna sit. Hey, look, preach. I'm not. Hold on, preach. Hold on, preach. Listen,
oh my God.
I'm not finna sit. No, listen, bro. I'm not finna keep sitting here and let you keep agreeing with this goofy. I just told that nigga the same shit you told him. Take my car, and I'll beat the fuck out that Cullis, the fuck out that Jack Monte Carlo, and if he give me the same way from last year, I'm going to beat the fuck out Gunplay. What the fuck did you say? I'm living with that.
Okay.
What the fuck did you
okay.
say different than
okay.
I did?
Okay,
what
hey,
you
hold
say
on. Okay, let me tell you
what
something.
You
let me tell you what I said.
Fuck out of here.
Let me tell you what
hey,
I said.
Man, how y'all
can I say?
Hey,
hold y'all on,
y'all.
Hold
how y'all
on. Don't say a word. Let me talk to my man.
You worry about
see?
The wrong.
Thank
you worry
Vaughn.
About the wrong shit.
Thank you, Vaughn.
We ain't. We
Vaughn.
Not arguing. We not arguing.
Thank
what
you,
I'm telling
Vaughn.
You is
but
that.
I told you
you
this.
Hey, listen.
Don't
you don't have
handy.
To prove no. Hey, listen. You don't have to prove no point to that nigga to talk shit about me. I ain't
hey,
nobody
hey,
bottom
hey,
bitch.
Hey, be fair.
Listen. 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 I ain't talking to you. I'm not nobody bottom bitch. What I'm saying is the same thing you just said to
him.
The same thing you just said to him is the same thing I just said to him, preach. You wasn't on the phone, so it was unbeknownst to you. The same thing you just said, in the exact same order, I said this. I led with that. The same thing, the same aggression, the same way. I said the exact same thing. And that nigga said, you talk to me about racing, don't talk to me about nothing but gunplay head up. I told him the same thing. You
hey,
give me
listen,
the same
man.
Race from last year,
hey, listen,
I beat
man.
Your ass.
You
jump in that color, jump in that car,
man.
I beat your ass.
Y'all got to get on the back line to teach each other how to grudge race. You can't be on the show.
No, you ain't got
to
teach me
get
how to do nothing, brother.
On the back line, man. Get all
hey, listen, man.
On the back line with that shit.
Hey, all you gotta. Hey, listen. All you gotta do is get up there. You ain't gotta worry about what we do. You ain't gotta worry
the
about all that.
The man is on the show trying to teach you how to be a grudge racer. Y'all need to get on
man,
the fucking
he don't
back
gotta,
line
hey,
with that goofy shit.
I hear you.
Y'all some fucking goofy.
I hear you,
y'all
brother.
Team is full of goofy.
Hey, guess what?
Hold. Do me for a favor. Hold on. Don't say nothing.
I was finna go in for the kill, but don't worry about it. You got it. You
hold
got
on.
It.
Don't go in
we'll
for the kill yet. Be fair. Don't say nothing else. Hey, sir. Vaughn. Be fair, please.
Hey,
I beg
hey,
you. Please
I
don't say
a
word.
For you.
You
come on,
Vaughn.
He
can't.
You
100%.
He kept arguing with you, preacher.
Vaughn.
You, I had
listen
a question
to me,
for you.
Vaughn.
Cutting in, arguing with you. I just want to ask you one question. You ever, do you
Vaughn, you're 100% right. I'm going to tell you something,
hey,
Vaughn, if you listen to me.
You off. I'm trying to ask you a question. Listen, do you know the difference between a soldier and a warrior? A soldier and
yes.
a warrior.
I'm
going to
tell you that.
A soldier is made. A warrior is born. I'm a fucking warrior. That nigga a coward.
I understand that, but listen, let me stop you. Now, you said what you said, Vaughn. I want you to understand this. Every camp has a weak soldier. You got one.
Look
God damn it. If I call him a hype, he commits suicide. Okay? I'm going to turn that man into the Incredible Hulk because we're going to go on the back line every day and have a conversation, and he's going to learn. But right now, he's being his own man. He's not
listen,
being
man.
What
he got. Hey, listen, man. If
what
he
it
got,
is.
If you picking with him.
If he left to the woods and all he got is you to teach him, he gonna be a fucked up little boy. If all he got is
you,
you
a lie. You don't know why. I got one leg. If he get hurt or fall, I'm gonna put him on my back and I'm gonna hop his ass to safety. I'm his shield. He's my soldier. And he's gonna learn to kill. He's gonna learn to kill. Right now, you trying to break his concentration. All he got to do is tell you and mean it and shut the fuck up and kill your ass. Y'all got a relationship. I got to break up. We're going to fuck you up, Bun, and I promise you that. You get out, we're going to fuck you up. And if Smokey get out, I'm going to drive that boy and smoke your ass. I got a rock and a pipe for him. I'm going to nail his ass. You understand? Okay. Just like I'm going to fuck over you again. I know you're a lot faster than you was when we first met. That's why you said you were going to let me head up.
Hey, listen.
I'm glad you eating your weed.
Niggas in. My time, exactly the same from that day when you raised me, dummy. If that night you would have came on, you would have never came around me, Goofy. Never.
Okay. Hey, make it come on, Goofy. Hey, listen. I'm planning to come on.
I
can show you my
other
work, too.
And the second part to it, if you would have never pulled on first, you would have never been in the front with me on the motor, nigga.
I hear you, man. Hey, listen to me then. Listen. One thing about that white girl, I'm in control of that bitch. Let me tell you what we'll do then. I'm going to run your head up motor to motor, turn right back around and turn that sauce on, run your head up. Let's make love.
Hey, listen. All I'm doing is
show me.
I'm running you head to
fuck
up.
You've been all out of country.
Hey, listen, B-Fan got the break at Drag Race, and I'm running you head
to
fuck
up. We don't want
the
break. We'll take a kind of break. We'll take a kind of break with B-Fan. We'll take the back time to break. You said the eighth of a mile or the back door. You tell me which one right now so I can prepare myself.
Hey, man, you got two ears and one mouth. God wants you to listen more than you talk. I said I'm giving you the break. With that car, I'll race you head over to your car. I ain't say whether y'all was going to take it or not.
I got that automatic. I got the brake with both cars. I got the brake with both cars, man. You can't drive better than me nowhere in America. So I got the brake automatically with both cars. I asked you for
long as you feel like that, you'll be all right there, brother.
Hey, listen to me, bro. Why in the fuck would I take a gorilla and run you with a baby eight with the brake? Give me the kind of break, and I'm going to show you I can turn that bitch to a orangutan.
Hey, nah, listen, bro. Listen to what I'm saying. When a motherfucker talk and gossip as much as he do, he got to be ready to raise somebody in. Don't be talking about me. Leave me alone.
I don't give a fuck about the way he talk.
Yeah.
He's learning. He want to fuck you up to break the relationship up. Once he stick his dick in you and you holler out, the relationship is over. All you gotta do is toot that ass up and watch me drive through. We gonna make you holler. Give us some action, baby. Get those small blocks.
I hear you.
We're not bagging down. We trying to go. Just like, this what pissed me off. Bond, I'm gonna tell you what pissed me off. Now, last night, Dee was talking crazy to you motherfucker like that I was prostitute, and that bitch wouldn't give me the
I came straight through to Dee, and I told Dee I was going to be at the track today with that cousin. That's exactly what I told him. I told Dee I was going to be at the track today. I said, I'm not going to lock you in. I said, I'm going to be up there.
You shied down like
straight,
a puppy.
I'm going to run.
And listen, you shied down like a puppy in a Kindle. You didn't tell Dee,
nah,
I locked in.
Nah,
you didn't man up.
Hey,
you said, I'll be there.
You know why?
You said, I'll be there.
Me and Dee don't sneak this. I ain't got to talk to him. Once I get ready to raise Dee, he going to
say,
I'm not running. That's it.
Okay, but all you got to do is tell him, I'm locked in then. I'm trying to race.
Y'all don't
that's
move good
ass
man.
Shit
y'all
you did last night.
Like that.
Everybody
got to
on you.
Lenny's
going on y'all.
Pictures
hey,
shit,
man.
Dee don't move like that, bro. Dee,
it's part of drag race.
You ain't got to do all this.
He don't. You really don't. But Dee did it. Let me tell you something. You just met Dee, nigga. I've been knowing Dee 100 years. You tried to do B-Fan. Dee wanted to check your whole card. He pulled yours out the deck instantly.
I be on the premises. That's what the fuck you did.
Hey, DD said anybody from out south ain't nobody say nothing but me. Nobody.
But you didn't say shit. You said I'd be on the premises. All of us gonna be on the premises watching.
And then y'all keep talking about all that shit. Scrap had the nigga talking in circles. Scrap was on his ass. Y'all keep talking about what he did. Scrap was locked in with gunplay. Scrap ain't trying to lock back in with gunplay. He begging just like y'all.
What you mean, begging like us?
Hey, listen, man. Just saying what D-Fan doing. He's begging. He ain't what trying. I talk about
Freeze. That's the same thing about that false narrative, brother. You called me and told me I had the back. You called me on your way out.
Hey, D-Fan,
I got everything in drag racing. I never asked you for shit. I never said nothing about running gunplay. You kept trying to stick that motherfucker on me like I was scared of something.
What was the subject when he started the show today? What was the subject?
I wasn't on here, bro.
Y'all just freelance?
I wasn't on the show.
He didn't have a subject. He didn't have a subject.
I wasn't on here.
Yes, I did.
I happened to call. I happened to call the phone. The motherfucker took me in.
If you give us the kind of break, this is the subject. We're gonna be that baby's pappy. Give us the kind of break.
I'm gonna show you.
I know you're a coward. See, they don't know you're a coward. I let them know.
Yeah.
I'm going to take B-Fan's small block and run your big motor like a motherfucker. I ain't going to say what you got. I don't give a fuck. Small block on small block, I'm going to rape you. Now, I'm going to take my little big block and beat your ass. Beat the brakes off of you. And K-Dog. Okay. I mean, Low Dog, the motherfucker that get hacked. Tell radio for $20. I'm gonna beat his ass. Play with me. Play with the chief, not the Indians. I'm gonna show you the different motherfucker. See,
man,
you
that's
getting on my boy.
You
got him in his feelings. You got him in his feelings.
This is why I keep saying. So how the fuck? Hey, bro, I don't give a fuck about what that nigga talking about, bro. How the fuck am I on
you, bro? Preacher boy, listen, as soon as that nigga said,
I got three cars, and I picked two of them, and I told him, if you give me the same race for gunplay, I will beat the fuck out of you. How the fuck am I feeling, bro?
I didn't ask for no spot.
Okay, I didn't ask for a spot. But since he think he's so big, bad, and buff with that motherfucking cop, he offered it to me, I'm going to take it. The fuck you mean I'm not
going
to take it and you offered it? I'm
going
to take that shit.
Keep going. I'm going
to take it. Let me
keep
get that.
Put the check
Let
out.
Me get it. And if you give it to and if, and if you give it to me, if you give it to me, if you give it to me, I'm going to make you lay on your belly, bro.
Hey, you must have been scared to pull that little man out.
If she offered it to him a month ago, he should have jumped right in and Monday night raw that motherfucker. Shot the club up.
I should have got the pussy when she offered it to me. That's what I should have did.
Yep. You understand? Hey, but you took your tail between your legs. That's the moral of the story, bro. You came to the track with your head out the window like a fucking golden retriever.
You would never be able to take no picture and put me in the same conversation with you ever.
Okay, so listen, what day did y'all race? Because we can nip this in the bud. Well, I go on Facebook. The Thursday phone y'all wait. Sham show recorded. I'm pulling recording up and playing for you. You said I had the that kind of
Boy,
break tomorrow. Tomorrow came, and you changed your mind. Don't make it seem like, goddamn it, I didn't want to go. I tried to go. You didn't.
All right, B-Fin. Okay, B-Fin, you're right.
So you give me
right.
that same race. Because we couldn't get it
right.
For whatever reason, because we couldn't get it off, let's do that same race again and goddamn it shit. Let's get it on. Like Marvin Gaye.
Okay. I'll let you
hey,
know,
man.
Bro. You're
doing the version there for Rob.
Rob fell back in the cut because I
came
in
back
with the truth.
Right.
No, that wasn't.
Right. You came
no,
in
no,
with
no,
the
no,
Uzi.
No, no. He's not on CCC. I drew on Rob. After you wouldn't go.
Hey, Rob, is you trying to race that Red Nova, brother?
That nigga come out here and he ready.
Hold on. Let them talk. Hold on. Let him bite. Let the dog that he fed bite him. Go ahead, get him. Go get Rob, maybe.
I'm just trying to see if he's ready. Yeah. That motor car we got ready, man.
Get on Rob ass. You said you was his superhero. Now you slapped him in his face. Get him.
Hey, B-Fin, what you'll give us in this car, B-Fin, on the motor?
An ass whooping. We going to get on motor and run him head up. Motor to motor.
You don't, hold on. You
like
said you're going to do what?
125
for big drag. Hold on. Hold on, Breach. What you just saying here, Breach?
He said,
like,
what you want to do is get Nick a spot on
motor. Hold on, Vaughn. Hold on. And you said we're going to do what, preacher boy?
He said we're going to get on motor with him and run a motor to motor.
Lock in. Big Eddie, this is the lock in right here. Come on. 5125. Big
hold on. Preacher boy. Reiterate that one more time for me. You told him what?
We'll take your car and run Uncle Nick head up motor to motor.
Lock in.
Hold on.
I'm asking you to reiterate it. You
okay,
said.
Listen. I'm going to repeat it the way Vaughn said. Vaughn don't say a word.
I heard what Vaughn said. I asked what was your response to what he said.
Run him head up. My response was we're going to run him head up, motor to motor. Get down.
Lock in 5025 or better for drag race.
No, hey, we ain't got to run that much. We run on motor with that. So it'll be 300 on a G. We just trying to run motor to motor. We don't run that car on motor. We spray it.
300 on 1500 or better.
I just told you, 300 on a G. We just trying to run the car on motor to have fun. All
right. 300 on a G. Fuck it. CPC's an old Michael Nick car, B-Fan car. I'm going to make him. He don't even want to race for a G. I'm going to make him race for a G. Come on.
Okay,
we
that's
locked.
Fine.
What
but let, hold on. B-Fan got, no, we not locked until B-Fan tell me he fine with it.
Wait, hold on. How y'all?
Because
okay.
He stopped me.
Preacher boy, I'm
going
to ask you again.
B-Fan stopped me.
Yes.
Preacher boy, without saying.
Yes.
Why should I lock a nigga with a big block motor car in with my small block nitrous car head the fuck up? I asked you 5 times for you to think about what the fuck you told him.
I don't know what Uncle Nick. Listen, the reason I said that, I don't know nothing about Uncle Nick car. I never heard Uncle Nick car.
Y'all hear this shit? Y'all hear this foolery?
Listen to me, Vaughn. I don't respect y'all. He stopped me. Listen to what I'm finna say then. He stopped me. That's one of my crew members. See, your crew members don't ever speak. They don't have a voice. Mine do.
Hey,
so what I'm going to do?
Hold on, preach. Let me say this.
Please.
I didn't.
Please,
hey, listen.
Vaughn,
I didn't. Listen, preach. Hold on. Let me just say this. Because I was wrong for what I just did. I text you, but you didn't fucking read your phone. I asked you 5 or 6 times to reiterate that so you would think about what the fuck you were saying, but you didn't. So
I'm
trying to leave it.
I'm just saying,
I tried to ask you and think you would use a little. If I'm studying, ask you the same thing, I comprehend very well. So I'm studying, ask you the same thing and think about what you're saying, and you didn't get it. I ain't mean to say what I said, but I had no choice. You ain't leaving me no choice because I'm texting you. You ain't answering. I'm asking
that's,
you to reiterate
fine,
this shit.
That's fine. Listen to me. Listen
no,
to me.
But that wasn't directed towards you.
No, stop. I know it wasn't. Listen. I'm sorry. Watch this. See, we partners.
I'm sorry. But listen to what I'm going to do. Since B-Fan backed down, I'm going to take that S10 and I'm going to get on motor. I don't give a fuck about Uncle Nick. Let's have a little fun, bro.
Hold on. This is, what the fuck is this? The B-Fan and Preacher Boy show? Y'all set the fuck up with Bernie and Ert on Sesame Street right now,
we let us get it together. The man told me I don't own his car.
Y'all got to be the two dumbest motherfuckers in grill.
I bet you, if you say we two dummies, your team don't even talk. Listen, y'all goddamn it, you the king. Listen, you the king and the rest of your crew are hype and drunk. So what makes you better than us?
I'm not better than y'all, but y'all
you
don't
got
hear
hype.
The whole album.
You got a hype and you talk for everybody. You
I'm
a
not
puppet.
Better than y'all.
Listen,
y'all
you a puppet master. Well, we trying to win.
To
we trying to fuck you,
y'all
and you won't go on being over.
He proved my point because he arguing with you. Y'all can't even stop arguing.
You 100% right.
I'm going to beat the fuck out and take y'all money. Y'all some fucking goofy.
He's not right. I was. Hold on, listen.
You can't never win a dime.
I'm not arguing with you, but I'm sitting here listening. You told me don't say nothing, so I went on mute. I'm sitting there listening to you study. You study throwing jabs at me to throw jabs at this nigga. Don't. You ain't got to post all on me to talk shit to him. I ain't nobody bottom bitch. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no soul on nobody, so I chose to take someone and raise my voice a little bit. But we ain't arguing.
Why y'all can't talk about this in the garage?
I'm only going to say this the first. Listen to me. Hold on. Ivana, hold on 1 minute. This the only time I'm going to say this, and I don't give a fuck who listened and what it is. My man here, this Vaughn, listen, I want you to don't say one word. Hey, bruh, I was trying to run this show. If I talk about you like a dog to get this idiot to go, you should shut the fuck up. Let me run the show and make this bitch go. He ain't never going to go. He's telling me a story of a butcher knife.
You should be degrading him in front
of
nobody,
to me.
Boy. That's what you should be doing.
You in love with the man. You in love with the man. So I got to make you feel like you cheat. Because I'm going to nail your dumb ass.
But
you the dumbest motherfucking drag racer.
Why you
got
to put him down? Why you got to put him
down? Because
you
chasing
though.
Him.
Why you got to put him down? Because
you steady chasing him. You in his ass. If he's falling right now, you can tell him what he ate. And I'm trying to break that up. Because you all in his ass. Because he's going
to
fuck over you.
But
you ain't shit,
to bring it up, but you steady talking about the man, though.
I'm trying to make you come. Because I'm trying to make your dumb ass show up and come. If I got to say something slick about him to make you come, I know you coming.
You got to be the dummy because I'm over here laughing and you done hurt your teammate feelings. But I'm over here laughing. You dumb
I want him to leave his feelings out.
I keep telling you, my feelings ain't hurt, brother. I don't have no feelings. I don't wear my feelings on my sleeve. My feelings ain't hurt.
Hold on, I let you talk. He left
your
crew, and you ain't left the man alone yet. The man said, fuck you, faggots, and you still chasing behind him. Like you in love and like a sick puppy. He trying to show you he's going to piss in your cereal. He's trying to fuck you up, man, and you scared.
Hey, listen.
You terrified.
I'm comfortable in the shoes I walk in, so I let you believe whatever, motherfucker.
I can't tell.
You better ask
yo,
that,
Potato,
that shit
listen,
you talking to
you
at
Potato
all.
You Potato got your crew. Potato was the chief of y'all crew. You put that some bitch on the bench. He ain't even a referee
listen,
no more.
Potato, I'm still the chief, nigga. Potato, I'm still the chief. I'm the champ.
Man.
The chief. Don't be mad.
Hey, K-Dog can't even talk loud in his own damn house. He had the kids till he leave to go to work. Motherfucker.
Nigga, K-Dog, I'm the champ, nigga. Don't be mad. I'm the champ. He the chief. Don't
Why
be mad.
Why you get to be the champ? How the fuck you get to be the champ? You ain't shit. You was nothing. You was a nothing-ass nigga.
Remember,
you got all
know your ass.
What I'm asking you to do is play with us. Small block to small block, big block to big block. For everybody on the show that wanted to know what's in my booth, I got a big eye. Everybody wanted to know what's
in
me, I got a small eye. I got a
no,
y'all don't know what I got. Y'all didn't know what I had. I got one now. I got a fresh one. I'm going to show you the show, boy. This is a Preacher Boy
you
show.
Freshman. You had to
no
get
longer
that old back,
show.
So you had to go get a freshman. So, yeah, you got a freshman, motherfucker. You try to get that back.
I didn't have to get shit back. Everything I got, I own, boy. I get better and better.
You rich.
I eat my weed.
That last motor you got from Rent-A-Center, motherfucker, and they caught up with your ass. You got it from Rent-A-Center. That last motor.
You think I got it from Rent-A-Center? Whatever you say. Hey, Pippin, whatever you say. You just mad because I got white folks. You got dumbass niggas. That's why you down there left in reverse. You left in reverse. I got a white crew. I don't have a dumb crew. I got a white crew. Every one of my crew members are white except my teammates. And I make sure they gorillas. You understand? I plug them just like I'm plugged. And we're going to stick something in you, boy. Right now, it's 10:30. I'm pulling up on my white crew right the fuck now. We are gorillas. And we got, goddamn it, listen, what's good about my gorillas, if we get in trouble, then white folks show up and be like lawyers. Yes, sir, Your Honor. They with us. Have a nice day, niggas. Now, come on, play. That's why B-Fan got better than that bullshit you got called gunplay. That Mustang ain't way better than that shit you got. You got junk play.
I mean, okay.
Now, get that ragged ass cutters, and we're going to fuck you
up,
man.
It might be better. It might
small
be better. Is it
buck.
Faster, though? That's what we talking
about. More motor.
We in this shit
you
to
got,
be fast.
You got
is
more
he faster
motor than anything he got. You got, yeah. Just say, put the colors out there. You got more motor than he got? That's right. I ain't going to tell you a secret, motherfucker, because he like you.
You ain't get.
I don't give a fuck about
hey,
you.
Listen.
Let's see.
Hey, listen, you don't know nothing about me.
Nothing. I don't know nothing. I don't want to know nothing. I want to count your money. Every time I fuck you over, I want to pay a bill, buy a lifesaver, have a good time. And you ain't nothing but a cash cow. And I'm going to keep milking your funky ass.
What you mean? Keep
milking
me? See, you ain't milk me for shit. Get your goofy ass out of here.
You right. You bet jeez. 700 on your own motherfucking car. That wasn't nothing to you. But as long as I get something, I don't give a fuck. I get
you
to
ain't
play.
Get
listen,
that from
me.
What
every
are you talking about?
You
calm down, man. What are you talking about, boy? Calm your ass down. You ain't going to do shit.
I
why you so
play,
animated?
Baby.
You niggas ain't no shit.
I want to play.
You
because I'm not BTN.
I'm not
going to
when y'all going to be at the track? When y'all going to be at the track, man? When y'all going to be at the track with BTN cops?
Listen to me. Listen to me. I got this S10. I'm going to be at the track
why
with
everybody
S10.
Keep no, why everybody let me ask a question since we ain't got no
I'm
question
not waiting
on the
no
show. Let me ask a question to cut this shit. Let me ask a question, brother.
Go ahead.
Why are we in Chicago feel like we only waiting on the event to get a race off? Am I the only one that feel like that?
I don't need an event. Well, listen, I got to whisper now. My hand white folk country now. I got this motherfucking S10, nigga. I'll beat your ass tomorrow, the next day. I'm sorry. I'll beat your ass tomorrow, the next day, any day you want to with this motherfucking S10, nigga. Lock in something. I see it. Oh, it look beautiful now. Now, talk slick to me. You talk crazy to BFN. I don't
man,
need an event.
I don't give a fuck
about an event.
Man, I ain't got... Hey, listen. I'm talking shit to whoever trying to race. It ain't got nothing to do with BFN.
I'm talking shit to you. Okay.
Hey, if I'd have tuned in...
Listen to me.
If I'd have tuned in... If I'd have tuned in to the show... I wasn't on the show for fucking 2 minutes, and the nigga was talking about me, but didn't think I knew. If I would have tuned in to that, I wouldn't
listen
even say nothing
to
that nigga.
Yeah,
I'm
listen to me. Fuck. We got this S10,
don't think
man.
I'm not going to address nobody.
I don't give
y'all
a fuck about
nobody.
Listen to me.
As soon as I do it, it's a problem. Vaughn, man, get the fuck out of here. Y'all loosen the fuck up.
Mr. Vaughn.
I talk
Vaughn,
just
you
like
know why
y'all.
We call your name?
I hear y'all say,
Vaughn,
I hear y'all saying shit I won't say
Vaughn.
Out my mouth. I hear y'all saying shit on the morning show I would never say out my mouth to nobody.
Well, Vaughn, listen to me. Listen, you know why your name come up so much? Listen, I'm going to put you on a pedestal. If you wasn't racing, motherfucker, we wouldn't say your name. You see, we don't have to say Rob faggot ass name because he don't go. See, we know you tempt to go.
Damn.
You shaky about going, but you will go. So
I ain't shaky about going, shit. I raced 3 times in 1 day. When the last time you raced 3 times in 1 day? Show me I'm shaky. Prove it to me.
You can't see.
That's the problem with everybody. Everybody be wanting to talk, but they
retired.
Don't want to stay. They don't want to stay fast though. I be wanting to stay fast. If y'all want to, if y'all got opinions, I want to stay so fast so we can prove what's going on.
I don't
want
like
you just talking
like
you got
saying, boss. I told you I got lips. I told you. I don't give a fuck about that. You said we only run an event. I told you we'd take this S10 and beat your motherfucking ass tomorrow, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, next week, whatever. I'll fuck you up before drag race and let you have a get back at drag race.
Hey, listen, I don't want you to bring no S10 in.
I know you don't want to.
I can phone a friend, too. I got friends I can call, too.
I ain't got a friend. Listen, this ain't a friend. This is family. I'm going to turn it up, baby. Let's make love.
I know who the fuck he is. Tell him I said hi.
So all you're going to do is get pregnant. All you're going to do is get pregnant. I don't take care of no kids. Let's pray. See, every time B-Fan say something to you, you get heartbroken. And you get on his ass. I don't got no feelings. And when I snack his out, he's going to tell you how to...
Excuse my friend. I don't give a fuck. I told you everybody. He can't talk no shit about me at all.
Just because you knew I was talking about you, that I mean you had to say shit. I ain't saying
hey, man,
your name.
I'm in the
Nobody racing. Okay, listen.
I'm in the racing room.
That's what,
you don't think I tune in
okay,
to
listen.
Big Eddie show?
Okay, listen.
You don't think
that,
I tune
that's
in
water,
to the
water,
show?
Okay, listen. That's water under the bridge. Check it out. You asked me when my car going to be at the track, right? Whenever you going to have that Cutlass or that motherfucking Yak Monte Carlo at the track, you let me know and it'll be there for you. Whenever you want to give me the back time to break with that Monte Carlo, let me know. Let me know whenever you're going to give me the back time to break with that Monte Carlo and it'll be there.
But
I'm there not. I'm gonna put the sack in the car. I'm gonna have a motherfucking car sitting out fast where you can pick my car up. I ain't even gotta be there. The car will be there, the cash will be there. All you gotta do is let me know when you wanna give me the back time to break with the Monte Carlo. Yeah, car gonna be there, your color's gonna be there, and the car will be on the premises. It ain't gotta be at no fucking event, none of that.
Okay, well I don't wanna do none of that, so we ain't got nothing to talk about there.
Hey, well listen, bro. This is what you do, Vaughn. Let me explain something to you. When you can't put your panties up, run away. Because we come to fuck.
Boy, I don't want to keep talking to you. Ain't nobody else on this fucking line.
Well, you got to see. You keep trying to talk to B-Fan.
B-Fan
ain't going to talk to you
sexually.
Stop talking to him like that. Because I'm going to talk nasty to you, baby. I'm going to talk nasty to you.
Me and you, way past talking. When I catch you on the fucking premises and I got gunplay and you got your car, just pull your money out. We past talking.
Hey, man, listen. But you keep hollering when gunplay show up. I know gunplay ain't got no bullets in it. So I want you to keep that motherfucker
no,
in your
No, you
host,
don't
though.
Know that. Hey,
that
hey,
white
hold
girl,
on.
I got
listen,
you.
Listen
to me.
I, hey, hold on. I bet you
the
if
white
I get $1,000 right now, we'll see gunplay before we see your poop. Lock in $1,000 on that.
What you just say?
Lock in $1,000 on that.
I didn't hear it because my man was saying something at the same time.
Did you say we ain't going to see gunplay? I said lock in $1,000 that we see gunplay before
we see
your Malibu.
Listen to me. Stop it. I
and
didn't
we know
say
my
that.
Shit was just
I
at
did not
the
say
track.
We was.
And we know
I
my
say,
shit was just at the
right.
track in an accident.
I was at the track, too, and I blow it up. I blowed it up.
Okay.
I'm
it don't
rehab.
Take no but a little money.
Okay,
what you running
so
out of that shit?
Out.
It only take a little money. You running out
man,
of that shit?
Come on, man. I can't run out of money if I drop dead, motherfucker. I'm making it every day.
I can get that shit
so
fixed.
So what I'm trying
to
explain to you, it's being fixed.
You, and I was just in the wall.
It's being fixed. Listen, sir. Sir, I hope you be out before me. Listen, you know when you order shit, it's taking a while. I can't make them people make the shit customized because they
can't
need to.
We're in the same world.
Okay,
we're
but this
world.
Is what
I
said
it,
to you.
I can't make the
listen to me. I didn't say gunplay. Listen, I didn't say gunplay wouldn't appear. I said gunplay don't have any bullets in it. That means that shit is weak as salt water, nigga. You got a water gun. You ain't got a real gun. I'm going to take that white girl and turn her loose when we meet. But since you keep hollering about gunplay, I'm going to take Lil Trigger, you know what's called Lil Trigger? That's BC and Kyle. Lil Trigger, and take the back tie and the brake. I'm going to take Lil Trigger and send her right off on your ass. I'm going to take this S10 and find your ass.
So you name, so hold on. So you name BC and Kyle too? Man, y'all gay as hell.
I named it Lil Trigger. I named it Lil Trigger now. That's what I named it for the
now,
name. Lil Trigger.
That nigga definitely ain't no grudge. Don't nobody in grudge race let the next man name
that
child.
You, listen to me. You steady worried about him. What did y'all name? What did y'all name? Watch this. What's the name of your car?
That's like me coming to the track and saying, hey, preacher boy, fuck my wife for me real fast. What the fuck I'm going to do that for? I'm going to name my own race car. I spent that money, nigga. I'm name my own race car.
What happened?
That nigga ain't no girls race car, man.
But listen, hey, you in love with BTN. I just told you in love with BTN.
Preacher boy.
Yes, sir.
I just told you. Yes. Listen, man. Stop talking to him. I just told you,
okay.
the nigga listened to respond instead of listening to him. You called your car gunplay. He called my car Lil Trigger. That's what he called it because he's talking to you about your car. Nigga, my car ain't no Lil Trigger, but you so fucking emotional.
I don't need nobody explaining nothing to me.
Come on, man.
You
obviously do because your comprehension level fucked up, bro. Your comprehension level fucked up. You obviously do.
I'm just listening to what he said, If he named me,
come on, man.
He took that shit and ran all the way.
I'm talking about he ran from the Grove to goddamn 41. God damn, brother.
Tell him again.
God damn.
My brake lights on. My lights on my truck. God damn, I'm going to kill my battery. Hey, be fair.
When you go to sleep tonight, this is what I want you to envision right here. This is the name of my car. Big stepper, because I'm stepping on shit. And you know what stepper is. I'm stepping on shit. You get your ass up there, I'm stepping on that motherfucker. You know what stepper is. If anybody else don't know, oh, you know. You know what I'm saying? That's the name of my shit. So when you see it, when you go to sleep and wake up in the morning, you're going to be like, big stepper. Big stepper. What the fuck? It's on your mind. You know what I'm saying? Keep it on your mind. Keep it on your mind. Know what I'm saying? And my name ain't no kind, no motherfucking whatever he said.
I don't want your brother to shoot me.
Hey,
what was that? Old said? Y'all probably can help me back with that because y'all older than me, preacher boy. Who said that shit? Was it the back or something? When they said, "Be motherfucker, straight out of comic book." What movie was that? Straight out of comic book.
I don't
book.
Know, man.
It was an old movie.
But listen. Hey, listen. I love this. Big Eddie. See, Big Eddie, you ain't got nobody else on your motherfucking show.
Hey, look. I'm fair of comic book death. Doesn't it? Me love you? Bitch, you must be crazy. You got a face on your mother, love, and she died so she ain't got to look at it. What you talking about? Hey, you got to know what movie. When you use a joke, you got to know the whole thing. You can't use it and then ask for help on the system. Your punchline. That ain't how that work.
Amen.
That ain't how that work, man.
Y'all so fucking funny, bro. I'm even bogus. Folks,
hey,
they going to violate me for even arguing with you little minute niggas. Y'all ain't no shit. God
hey, look.
Damn.
Hey, so look, Vaughn. We minute, right? We minute. He got borrowed a pick-a-pool, a rent-a-park shit, whatever you say. We minute. I'm soft and all that. But you big gunplay shots in the clip, pop 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 pop. All that shit being said. You so strong and you so fast and I'm so weak. All you gotta do is accommodate a nigga. I ain't asking for much. Accommodate
nigga,
and I'm gonna show
go
you.
Ahead,
hey, listen.
That's
listen.
Exactly what she.
Listen.
Exactly
okay, check it out.
She did in the hotel room before she asked me for that honey.
Hey.
That's what she did for she asked me for
I just heard you. Okay, listen.
She begged first.
I just heard you get on the phone. I just heard you get on the show last night, right? You was on the show last night. And you just said, I got multiple cars. I got three cars I can send here, and I can take another car there. You got multiple cars. So out of the cars, you choose. I don't know what you got. No, I don't know. It ain't my business. I don't give a fuck. But out of the cars that I know, you ask what I'm going to give you. I'll give you the break at Uncle Nick car. I'll give you the break. I'm going to run your colors head up. I'm gonna, Yak been calling me for a whole year. I'm going to run Yak car head up, and you give me the back time to break in your motherfucking gunplay, and I'm going to impregnate you. You pick your choose.
Now, you heard
him.
I'm going to
let you know.
That's what he means.
I'm going to think about it. I'm going to let you know.
That's part of your DNA. I'll let you know.
It ain't nothing but a little money, man.
Right. We only gambling, man. We ain't say you're going to lose your life. We just lose a little money. You making money every day. We shoot dice and lose more than me doing drag racing. All you got to do is take that ass whooping and drop that eye.
Hey, I'm going to do you one better. Hold on. I'm going to do you one better. I'm going to do you like Lenny did me. I'll run your jive ass for 200. It ain't about the money. Just so I can show you that you ain't shit. Hey, listen. Hey, man, listen. Just to show you, it ain't about the cash. The win's gonna hurt you worse than the money.
I'm not gonna never race you for two. It's never about no principle with me.
Hey, listen.
I want some of your money because I know you don't want to come up off that shit. I want some of your money.
Come up off of it.
Right.
Hey, man, listen.
I want some of your money.
Hey, Vaughn, you know how you told me you ain't running out of this shit? You running out of places to put this shit? You put some in my career?
That's the point. That's the difference.
Let me get a little of that. All you got to do is come on. All I want to do is play, baby. That's it. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got a hoop and holler and all this old extra shit. Just get on up there.
Okay. I'm going to let you know, brother. When I talk to my team, I don't make no moves without them.
Yeah, that's cool.
I know. Just go ahead, man.
Hey, Big Eddie.
But, man, you know what I was doing, but just look cute. Get some work. All right. Look good.
Big Eddie.
I ain't got to rub your soul. It look good, baby. It look good, baby. It sure look good. It went from sugar to shit. From shit to sugar. Motherfucker look good now. Hey, baby girl. Nothing. I'm trying to get these niggas corona.
Did you just tell her that? Come on, man. You crazy.
I'm trying to get him corona.
You gonna tell her you trying to get these niggas corona? Come on, man. Come on, man.
Hey, I'm only trying. Okay, I'm trying to get Vaughn corona, and with no cure. I want to dry this motherfucker in him. I want to see. That's what I told. That's about being soft. You supposed to be hard on him. You supposed to step on his neck and tell the referee get the fuck back. He got to give you a technical foul.
Hey, Vaughn, what? Hey, look, I'm finna beg again. What you give me in K-Dog car?
Ooh-wee. Damn, these K-Dog.
Hold on, Preach. Hold on. What you give me in K-Dog car?
Man, I don't want to talk to you about that, B-Fan.
Listen to me. We gotta have fun. I'm not from that side. Okay, listen. Who else racing? So since drag race, what other race you seen besides them New Jacks on the street? Who else racing?
Hey, Vaughn, listen.
Nobody.
We're trying to have some fun, man.
Nobody, bro.
Tonight, we trying to race, so I don't want nobody to be upset. We just trying to have a good time. We all talking bullshit, and we just trying to race. If we don't go, you know that faggot ass. You know that faggot ass. Listen, watch this. You know that faggot ass Sam ain't gonna let the break go. You know that faggot ass Sam and faggot ass Rob ain't never gonna let the break go. They gotta catch a five before they race.
I'm not gonna say Sam ain't gonna let the break go. Cause when it's car right, he race, man. See, that's the problem.
It ain't never right then.
Nobody. I'm just saying, I don't be seeing Rob race, but I see Big Sam race. I'm just saying, I like to speak the real. I don't care who it's about. Y'all be defending yourself so y'all talk about people. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to defend my team.
It's not your opinion. It's a fact. He raced all the time. No, he don't.
You're a motherfucking liar. You raced.
Everybody have problems, man. You was in the garage for 2 years. I'm saying when his car running and his car running right, can't nobody tell me I'm lying that he won't race that car. When his car running and running right, he will run that car. He have a problem. Everybody have problems. You didn't have problems. He was in the garage for 3 fucking years.
No, you're a goddamn lie. I wrecked and came out with a different car until my car got back together.
Yeah, but the car you came back out with was crawling.
Oh, whatever you say, listen. Over there, your
tail
over there.
I'm just saying. Y'all want to speak facts. That's what I just
said. How the fuck it was calling? I tried to run you with it. I came out with my street car. You didn't want to play with my street car.
Y'all like grudge racing. Y'all got to give props to people. If y'all like grudge racing, whoever y'all know grudge racing, give them props.
Listen to me. That's what you're doing, trying to defend a faggot. Like Rob and Richard.
I'm defending hold
your
blood
own dick.
Racer,
grab your dick.
Racer. I love this shit. I'm in this shit.
Racer.
I'm a blood racer. Y'all, that's what I'm telling you. It's the difference between being a warrior and a soldier. I'm in this grudge racer shit. Y'all some fucking bags.
He racked. I can't tell, man. Because if you was a warrior, you would take a chance. You trying to rob.
And I take chance.
You trying to be the police.
What are you talking about?
You try to treat us like niggas. Listen, you try
that's
to treat us like niggas, and you try to be the police.
I didn't gave out spots, and I didn't accept the spots. That's taking chances. I didn't did both of them.
But listen, man. Listen. BFN asked for a spot, and you ain't trying to give it.
But see, that's just like you. If somebody asks me their opinion on you, I say, yeah, Preacher Boy will go. Three Lug will go. That's the
difference.
What's
this? You asked me for a spot.
Y'all say that.
Listen to me. How we gay?
Listen to me.
I'm going to have to talk quiet. You listen to me, though. Listen to me. You asked me for a spot with your car. I told you, nope, get it. Why was you going with
my car wasn't right.
That's the confidence
I
had.
I was a real grudge racer. Hear me out. I was a real grudge racer that day. We were supposed to run you with K-Dawg's
car.
My car was never right. My car never ran right. We were supposed to run you with K-Dawg's car. K-Dawg fucking threw two rods on the line. So I said, since we paid
He did that. He didn't do it on the line. He did that shit in the water box before he got to the water box. He was that scared.
It don't matter.
You went, but you asked me for a spot.
I'm saying is, my car was never there to race. It was never there to race. We were testing
my
car.
You right.
And I said, everybody out here to see a race. Even Mr. B and Freddie came over there. I said, man, I'm about to try some shit. I know Preacher Boy flying. I said, but everybody came out seen the race, so I'm gonna fucking try some shit.
You
did. I say that shit right before the race.
No.
I was like, fuck
you
it.
Did.
I'm going to
try
it with your car. So I said, that's a 10. And you was running that so fast you never ran in your life. Now tell me I'm lying. You never ran that fast in your life.
You lying. You fool-ass nigga. You don't know nothing about me. You just met me.
Shit.
You ain't never been as fast as you were when you wrecked. You looked a damn good. I wish you wouldn't have wrecked. I was going to bet with you. That's the fastest you ever been in your life. But I hope you be that fast when I meet you. So then I get to really fuck over you. Let's have fun, baby. All we trying to tell you is this, man. We trying to race. We all trying to have a good time. We going to talk shit. We going to crack jokes. And we going to keep racing. Ain't nobody doing nothing. The world start with one person doing something, then they continue. So all we're trying to tell you is let us be the first one to kick this shit back off. Because these motherfuckers ain't doing no racing. None. They not doing none.
You got to get your car right, bro, because I'm not passing out no spots. And I ain't about to let him pick on Yak.
Okay.
Vaughn.
How the fuck, this is why I got to defend myself. How the fuck did I pick on Yak? Yak been calling me all year, be saying I'm going to take my Monte Carlo and beat your ass. He's been saying that all last year, all this shit. Listen, Preacher Boy just said some other shit. That's why I said when I seen y'all at the track, we was helping each other. That's why would I draw on a motherfucker and I see y'all kind right? Y'all see what sense does that make? That's some faggot ass shit. I'm helping you. You helping me. Yak helping me. I'm helping Yak. I'm help you. What the fuck I'm drawing on you for? And we all have an issue.
Now,
what sense does that make?
Listen, Preacher Boy told me to draw on you, but why would I do that? It's not that.
It ain't nothing but fun.
And you're not no grudge racer. That's why I keep trying to explain to you, bro. You're not no grudge. I didn't help all type of motherfuckers at the track, goddammit, and try to race them. Three Lug
So, listen.
I can dig all that. So, you ready for me?
Nothing but
so, listen.
What's wrong with y'all, man?
Okay.
Y'all don't understand. You just evolved in something
okay.
you ain't investigating, you ain't researching.
You can drag
that's
race. Listen, y'all can drag race with each other and be friends. That's the whole problem with drag race right now. Everybody want to be buddy-buddy.
Man, it's more
than
running
him.
It's my
friend.
It's morals to this blood relationship, man.
Did he just say it's morals in a girl's relationship?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if I try to show, fuck that shit. So Preacher Boy told me to draw on y'all that day, right? And I said, Preach, what the fuck am I drawing them for? They having issues. I'm having issues. And then once I got my shit halfway together, what the fuck I'm trying to draw on Yak for and he having a problem with his car? What the fuck I'm trying to draw on his colors for? He having a problem with his car. Sometimes you got to use, fuck, put the bullshit to the side. Fuck all that. I want to fuck you. I want to fuck all that. What sense would that make? I don't even want to beat you when the car fucked up. I want your shit as best, mine as best. We get down there and see who crossed the finish line first. What I'm trying to draw on you for, I clearly see it's an issue.
I tried to use some morals, bro. Listen, let me explain something to you, bro.
Yak's sister, my auntie. Yak been calling me all since last year. He called UJI. He called my phone. He called me the beginning of this year. Nigga, the day before we seen y'all at the track, Yak called and drew me. Matter of fact, he drew me at the track when y'all first brought up. What are you talking? I never said nothing to him.
Why every time we just about to have fun on the show, you come in on some female shit. Stop talking.
Hold on, preach. You just said a motherfucker have to have his morals in his drag race and shit. You just said it's morals in his rag race and shit.
Bro.
So I tried to express some morals.
September 4th, man. I got to race something up.
And I'll beat your motherfucking ass at your race. How about that? I'll beat your ass at your own race.
And what time you try to lock in at my race?
I tell you this. Listen to me. Vaughn, you better not charge me to get in your race.
I'm going to promote that shit. Nigga, I'm going to put that shit on my Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook story, Instagram story. I'm putting pluggers in gas stations. I'm doing whatever I can to get a heavy crowd there. I'm going to do my part for you. I'm going to do my part. No bullshit. Let's play, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Man, just come there and race. Just come there and race.
Now listen.
I'm coming to race.
This is what he's trying to tell you, B-Fear. I don't give a fuck about Yak Car being broke, fucked up. If you draw on them and they say, let's go, fuck them. We going. That's what he's trying to tell you. My thing is this, bro. All you can do is have fun. It's like playing basketball. If your leg hurt and you go out there and still play ball, it's your stupid ass fault. Now you got an excuse if you lose. All we trying to tell you is the morals is race and go. If you don't want to go, you don't want to go. Just like he's not going to go. We don't give a fuck. We're going to keep drawing until a motherfucker go. It's like a flat trap. I done put sugar, I done put everything a motherfucker want to get out. And he still ain't going. He's conversating with you. Enjoy the conversation. Now at his race, he might go. Or he might be like Sam, look for lockup money. But we trying to go. That's it, that's all.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yes.
Hey, listen, yes. Right. We just left scrap. It was a bunch of us. It was a bunch of us there.
Yes, yes.
I'm coming to big drag race because I talked to the man that owned the place, and the man say he ain't had anything to do with nothing, and I respect it, man, because the man he ain't had anything to do with it, and I get
what are you talking about?
I get drag his money.
Hold on, man, because you're not listening. If you listen, motherfucker, we
I got to understand what I'm listening to.
Preacher boy,
that's all I asked you.
Stop,
I said, what are you talking about?
Oh,
my God.
Stop talking and
he
listen.
He not understanding me.
Stop talking and listen.
I can't
listen to him. Just preach, preach, just listen. He might get to what he's talking to. Just listen to him. Let him get to it.
Damn. Now, I wasn't coming to the big drag race because of the fact that they bought Zay from the track. Now, I just talked to the people that actually own the track, right? And what he said was, he said, baby, I didn't have anything to do with that. But you are welcome at my track, and everybody it is welcome at my track. So guess what I did? I got to respect what the man said to me. And it wasn't no argument. It wasn't none of the such. I walked up the drag and I gave him $50 to because I was coming for 2 days. So the thing is about this just here. Sometimes people have misunderstandings. Sometimes preacher boy, and you walked up to me and pulled me to the side, and we had a misunderstanding. And you pulled me to the side. You more man than me, cause I had a fucking grudge with you. And you did you made me look like less than a man.
You
but guess what I had to do? I had to know. I had to respect what you did. I had to respect what you did, homie. You not listening, man. You studying.
I understand
that.
Listen to me.
I got to
stop you. Listen to what you just said. I want you to understand what you just said.
Hey, preach boy.
Zay and them got to take their own shit with them people. Oh, my God.
No.
You talking about Zay and them. Zay and them got to take their own.
Let them finish getting started out, preach.
Go ahead. Let them get started out.
Preacher boy, would you stop?
Go ahead.
Preacher boy, would you stop talking, man? For a second, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know you've been
on mute. Go ahead.
All fucking night talking. What I'm saying to you is this here. Sometimes, preacher boy, I might be wrong or you might be wrong. You understand what I'm saying? And we can come to a happy medium and work this shit out, man. That's what I'm saying to you, preacher boy. Stop holding grudges with people. People, these guys on these phones always hold grudges with people because they want to be bigger than the next person, man. Stop doing. I don't give a
fuck.
What
the fuck is you talking about? Who got a grudge?
Listen,
who got a grudge?
You
got
no grudge on this.
I'm only waiting on.
I don't care if you got no raggedy ass race. I don't care. You ain't going to win no money with that shit.
Okay.
You gonna lose money every time you cash some shit up. Guess what you gonna do,
Carson? What you
gonna come out your pocket with some fucking money? Come on, bro. I'm just trying to use common sense, man. Use common sense sometime, man. Common sense ain't hard, man. Don't nobody give a fuck about how much motherfucking money a motherfucker got. Don't no motherfucker give a fuck how fast a car go. Don't no motherfucker give a fuck how much motherfucker money a motherfucker make. No, none of that shit, bro. Don't nobody give a fuck. Don't nobody give a fuck about preacher boy. Now, how many people, now, be honest, preacher boy, back to you, and you can say what you want to say.
Right.
Now, how many people in the city of Chicago that got love for you?
None of them probably. I don't give a fuck. They might not. I don't live off nobody else's love. Let me explain this to you, baby.
Right.
Baby. First of all, baby, I'm going to tell you the honest truth. You're not a factor in shit that goes on in this world. First of all, ain't nobody got a grudge. We love everybody. We racing. You a fucking fan. You a fucking dick sucker right now. I'm going to just tell you the way it is because you a cheerleader. Now,
well,
meanwhile, back to the rap.
This
what I'm trying to explain
preacher
to you
boy.
Is.
Hey, preacher boy. You a dick sucker too. You driving somebody else's car, motherfucker. Why you
I got a team.
That shit,
the
man?
Difference is, let me tell your stupid ass bitch.
Guess what?
When you own a team,
too.
A team do what teams
too.
Do.
I've
I'm
you're not driving. You're sucking dick. You're clapping your hands.
You better than me?
Because you turned around and told me we had a grudge. Hey, Vaughn, me and Vaughn ain't got no grudge. I love Vaughn. Listen to me. I love Vaughn. Because Vaughn got them a drag race and helped me pay my bills or I help him pay his bills. Whoever wins or lose.
Preacher boy, you sound
well,
stupid.
Well, I sound like you want me to do. Every word come out of my mouth be stupid. Listen,
I'm a part of
every time I say
so
something.
So you going to sit up here and say,
okay.
Oh, well.
You just said don't nobody
me.
Love me. You said
well,
don't nobody give a fuck.
Oh,
I don't give a fuck.
Oh,
I got my own.
Oh, it's my tune-up. Oh, I paid for this. You said you're part of a team. You can't do I, motherfucker. So since you
can't do
what? Get your motherfucking ass up.
Bitch, I'm not only I.
Listen, man.
You stupid bitch. I'm not only I. I'm a capital I.
You sound goofy.
I'm a capital E, motherfucker. I am the top of the alphabet.
Hey, goof. Hey.
I am top of the alphabet. Hey, listen, this is what you do, baby. This is what you do. Better than a friend. What you do is better than a friend. I'm going to fuck your friend up. Listen, I want
you
to respect me. I want you to find a friend. I want you to find your friend and ask, do we want to play? Get dead on your friend ass and beat
hey,
the fuck out of you
boy.
And your friend.
Hey, preacher boy. Hey, preacher boy. What I'm saying to you
hold
is
on.
This here. I have to call somebody. You have to call somebody.
I know.
To get it locked.
I don't have to
right?
call nobody.
Hold on.
I don't have to call
on.
Nobody.
Hold on. Hold on, preacher boy. They just said shit last night. If we are all a part of a team, I can't outbet the motherfucker that's driving the car. So I have to sit back and get my little bet on where I get my little bet on. So that means we are part of a team. So the shit that you saying to me, it sounds stupid than a motherfucker.
Excuse me. B-Fan, Vaughn,
no.
Explain to him how you get your money on. Tell them how you get your money on, man.
Okay. Who,
y'all to explain
who,
to
who
them.
Wanna, you, who gonna run you? Hold on, preacher boy. Before Deep End asks you something, you gonna bet $2,000, and Deep End gonna bet $2,000 on his own car, right? Now who gonna bet $4,000? You dumb motherfucker. That shit don't.
Every motherfucking
like
body bet. Listen to me. Let me tell
man,
your dumb
ain't
ass something. The way we work,
pot,
we bet as much as you want to bet, and the rest of us get what's
man.
Left.
Man, you lying, man.
Hey, man, I ain't got to lie about shit. I don't owe no explanation. Listen to me. I don't owe you no explanation,
okay.
man. You ain't shit to me.
Okay.
Get you some money and get you a car, and let me know when you're ready.
Okay, preacher boy. Okay.
I don't even know why he gave you the one button.
Boy.
It's your show, sir. Stop saying my name.
Hey, preacher boy. Run Terrio for $4,000. Now, run Terrio for
$4,000. See, now watch this. You try to pick somebody that you know we ain't running each other.
No,
we're not running
I
each other because of personal reasons.
Time
out, bitch. You talking. Stop this. You try to stop me. Me and Terrio got some personal shit that we're not racing. Pick another tree. Pick somebody else.
So, okay, Dancer.
Pick somebody
Dancer.
Else.
So you said Dancer can't pay $4,000 himself.
Tell Dancer to get his car and bet the world, motherfucker. And he can raise the roof.
I never
it's no limit.
That. Preacher, boy, you not listening.
You just said
you
going to run for $4,000. Listen to what I just told
you. You study talking. Hey, preacher, boy.
You asked me a question, motherfucker.
Listen,
I told you pick somebody else.
Oh, what I said was, can you say
why y'all got this man talking, man? I can stand with him, man. I don't have a money problem. Yes. I have no money issues, bro.
I never said you did.
Okay, I bet what
I
want. If I can spend goddamn 50, 30 on my shit, I know I can bet much as I want to bet, bro.
Hold on, man. You not listening. You study talking. You study talking. So, I know you can spend $4,000, right, preacher boy? So, you saying, cuz ain't going to get $1,000 of that money? So the money ain't going to get up to $5,000? You going to bet your own $4,000. And then your cousin, cuz,
ain't gonna bet a thousand with you. He believe in you. Listen to what I'm saying, man. You not listening. You study running off at the goddamn mouth. And not fucking listening, man. That's a father of a team. That ain't I. That ain't I, motherfucker. That's a team. You said you were part of a team, right? So you gonna sit up here and say, yeah, I'm a better motherfucker 10,000 myself. And then you gonna, and everybody on your team, goddamn, like, damn, I wanna make some money too. Now you ain't gonna let your team make no money? You dumbass out of here, man. You sound stupid as fuck, man. You don't fucking listen, preacher boy. You be saying some dumbass shit at times, bro. I'm not saying you a dumb motherfucker, but at times you sound stupid. Fuck out of here. You gonna sit around here and say, well, we gonna rep for 13,000 or 12,000, and I'm gonna bet it all myself. And you ain't gonna get a motherfucker that's lining you up, goddamn it, $75, $100? What kind of nigga is you? You a selfish motherfucker. You need to go out there by yourself. But you a part of a team, though. So, bitch, get your dumb, stupid ass out of here, man.
Damn.
Idiot, man. I be listening to these dudes, man. They be saying some dumb ass shit. And then when a motherfucker check them on some real shit, they be looking dumb. The fuck I look like betting the whole pot and not letting Keon or Tyrone or Gucci or Knucklehead or whoever get in the motherfucking pot. They believe in me too. I don't believe, just believe in myself. So dumbass out of here, man. Motherfucker be saying some dumbass shit and I always wanna have the flow. Like you saying some real shit. Nigga, you saying some dumb, stupid ass shit. You want a motherfucker to pull your dumb ass up out that motherfucker when you wreck?
Hey, baby, can I give you a dime?
You ain't gonna give him a dime. No. You ain't gonna give him a dime. And he got them and ran into the wall. Now the man on fire. Now he don't want the man that burned him out and got him up to the line, goddammit. He ain't gonna give him a dime. Now he want him to get him out the cop, but he ain't gonna give him a dime. Get your stupid ass out of here, man. Y'all sound stupid as fuck, man.
Hey, baby. Let me ask you a question. I just wanna ask this one question.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Where they come from?
What I was saying is about stability. In grudge racing, you guys need to have stability in grudge racing, because if y'all don't have stability in grudge racing, grudge racing don't go back to the fucking streets. It's going to go back to the streets, and then guess what's going to happen? Somebody going to get killed. These cars going too fucking fast not to go to the track. You got cars that you can fucking drive around. Look at Tailpipe last night. He gave a whole fucking race car the back tie. This car got an all
and the clip.
He
gave him the clip.
Come on, man, and clear the people, man. And you sitting around here talking about, man, I got an S10, and I got this, and I got that, and we got this, and we got that. The man got this, and fuck around and drive the motherfucker to the track, you fucking idiot. So stupid ass out of here, man. Who's common fucking sense, man? You ain't the only fastest motherfucker in the world, nigga. You think you fast. Yeah, right. Next to letting another motherfucker just pass you get up fast. Check this bitch down. That just promises this shit. Why would I not help Uncle Mudbone? Why would I help not help Uncle Larry? Why would I help not help Uncle Mar? Come on, man. Help one another, man. Everybody got an attitude about some bullshit. Lock in the race and race, motherfucker. All this old talking and shit. I remember Preacher Boy used to race, goddammit,
night in and night out. That motherfucker ain't ran a motherfucker yet. He sitting around, yeah, we. But when you had your own, goddamn, you were racist. You want a motherfucker to put you in the VAC need. Get your motherfucking ass out of here. Probably didn't give a motherfucker nothing. Come on, preacher boy. Come on, man. You know better than that, bro.
Yeah, man, what the fuck is this drunk talking about?
Shit,
I don't owe a motherfucker a thing, fool ass nigga.
What
I'm trying to tell you is, you know what, motherfucker? You a we. If goddamn it, that nigga with that orange car don't play with you, nigga, you ain't nothing. We, motherfucker.
Hey,
I got a we and y'all jealous?
Hey, preacher,
I've been doing this shit all my life by myself. Motherfucker, I ain't need no help.
Hey, preacher boy.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Why
are you talking?
Preacher boy. Hey, preacher
boy. We talking about somebody trying to
graduate. Hey, preacher boy. Listen to what I'm saying to you. I'll lock you in tomorrow.
You ain't saying shit.
Tomorrow, motherfucker.
You'll do what?
Listen.
You'll lock what?
My shit. Listen, man. Listen to what I'm saying to you, punk. I'll lock you in tomorrow, motherfucker. 105, motherfucker. I'm going to take my motherfucking motorcycle and stick my whole arm in your ass, punk. And I mean it.
I'm glad you said that. I like the way you just said that. Are you going to ride the bike? Listen, let's have a look on. Are you going to ride the bike?
No.
Okay, listen.
It's mine,
listen.
Motherfucker.
I got that
I own
motherfucking blue.
And
listen.
I own it.
You steady talking, motherfucker. I tell you what we're going to do.
I got that blue truck.
Listen to me. I don't give a fuck about you owning it. I got that blue truck. I got somebody else going to drive it. Ain't nobody. You listen to me. I got that blue motherfucking Ranger. That motherfucking. I'll run your motherfucking bike next week. Not this weekend. Next weekend. 105. I don't give a fuck who rides your bike. You can put anybody you want on your bike. I'm gonna take that truck and beat your ass. That blue truck. I'm gonna take that blue motherfucking truck and beat your ass. They throw you on a truck. I don't give a fuck who run it.
Lock in, preacher boy.
He not hear me. All right. The 24th, be at the Grove.
Week,
I'm going to make
right?
him beat your ass,
you
man.
Said next week, right?
Yeah, at the Grove.
You said
next
week, right?
Saturday. Be
you
at the Grove.
Next week, right?
He ain't listening
you
to me.
You got action.
Good, y'all please help
what's
him out.
What's the problem? Well, you got action, preacher boy.
Okay.
What's the problem?
You got action, bro.
Walk on the dam.
Ain't no problem. Show
walk
up.
On the dam, man.
All you got to do is show up, man.
Lock in.
That 105, man. All you got to do is show up, man.
I ain't no sure shit.
He
no,
not hearing me?
Lock
is
lock
anybody
you
hearing me?
I'm going to lock you up for the day. You said what?
All you got to do is 105.
You said what?
That's 5,000, you stupid bastard.
No, I won't. No.
Lock in a G.
I'm going to put some pressure on you.
No.
I'm coming straight up.
Man, I'm through talking. Hey, man, y'all get that nigga a bill or something.
We coming straight up the trailer.
We through talking, man. Get that nigga a bill or something, man.
Then he going to come straight off the trailer with this bitch. Nah. We coming straight off the trailer, going on the dam, motherfucker.
That ain't my fault. I don't give a fuck if you fall off that bitch off the trailer. We coming to race a show and then turn around after the show. Fuck you right on up.
Yeah, okay, preacher boy. I'm going back on mute. I'm going back in the bush.
You should have been on mute before you started talking. He should have been on mute.
He's
mouth out already.
I'm still trying to figure out.
If they get their ass knocked loose, if they get the preacher boy, if I
what
beat your fucking ass, and I talk,
I'm
and
trying
I
to figure out
shit to you, what was he talking about?
Come out. You don't want to let the other crew members back. I mean, getting in the back. Where does that come from?
I don't know, man. He was just in his feelings. They didn't let him have a sandwich.
Some people want all the bet. Right? So bad. Some people want all the bet. So how in the fuck we going to run for five? Preacher boy just said 5,000, right? So how in the fuck preacher boy going to have the whole 5,000 for himself?
He be worried about the wrong
the
shit, don't he?
Have
he don't know how
5,
we work. He don't know how we
well,
work, do
I don't know. That's not my prerogative.
Then that's why you're supposed to shut the fuck up. That's right. So that's why you're supposed to shut the fuck up when
no
you don't know nothing.
Racist. That's the reason there ain't no. And some people want to hold
the
bet.
Damn, this money done blowed
everywhere. Some people want to hold the bet. Say, Kai, like you just said, it's my shit. It's, I can do this. I can do that. Some people want to hold the bet.
Hey, man, how that man had to even bring me up? That man know me. I've been racing 100 motherfucking years by my motherfucking self. And he's jealous because I got teammates, and now my teammates do the same thing I do, get that ass, and now a motherfucker got something to say? What the fuck wrong with these people, man? Huh? I got an A-team. I said a A-team. I didn't say an I-team. I said an A-team. When one move, we all move. Y'all jealous? Y'all ain't got shit? We come to play. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. We come to play. Ain't nobody else racing.
What?
All we can do is one or two things, win or lose.
And you ain't the only motherfucker that have. You ain't the only motherfucker that got no money and that have no money, bro. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't say I was. They didn't stop printing that shit. Ain't nobody ever said that either. See, you just talking. Because you got
lips. $300 on 1,000 or $500 on 1,500 or better. We put the bet on the end.
Right,
you know why?
Right.
You got the motherfucker that come to the track
right.
with you. So say a nigga like you come to the track with us. You
right.
might believe in, you got confidence in
right.
us. So you might got 500. So you
hey.
Ask the motherfucker, hey, what y'all trying
right.
to run for? Your motherfucker tell you,
his,
motherfucker tell you, hey, we let us come up and see what we got. They might come up with 4,000.
You
know what I'm saying?
You told me when you get to the city.
They might call it 4,000.
Hey,
everybody
man,
gonna be. Now, this how I operate. Hold on, preach. Put it on mute. This how we operate. So preacher boy drives my car. He got his own shit, but say he drive my car. Now
right.
this ain't never happened,
right.
but just say this how we operate. Just hypothetically, say preacher boy drive my car and we end up racing for 2,500, and I gotta bet the whole 2,500.
Right.
right. Just hypothetically. He drove
right.
my car. He got the victory.
Right, right, right.
He's going home with a gapper. He like, I'm not finna give him $100, $200.
Yeah.
Shit, he might get $1,500.
Right.
But when we lock a motherfucker in, if we lock a motherfucker in for $1,500, $2,000, $3,000, we go collectively and see what everybody got. Now, if a motherfucker comes back and say they got $3,000, but
hey, DB, now listen. I'm gonna ask you a question. Now, what if preacher boy say? You ain't got to put the whole 2,500 up. I got a Jeep of my own money.
We do that all the time.
Driving the car.
We just did that. So look, we just did that. We raced the motherfucker. I think it was like 2,800, whatever the pot was. You know what I'm saying? Say I had a G. You know what I'm saying? I got the whole 2,800, but we got a team. So we go collectively in our little power. Hey, how much you got? Man, I got 3. Man, I got 5. Man, I got 2. Okay, with 3, 5, and 2, what that is? That's 700. Okay, they want to race for 3,000. Okay, how much you got? Well, shit, I got a G. Well, fuck it, shit. I put the other 1,200. We let a motherfucker get in where they fit in. And then we a team.
Right.
If a motherfucker ain't got
team.
No money, we gonna make sure
and
they leave. So that's how we operate. But see, I feel what you're saying. But see, what happens is this: we don't try to outbet no motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I work every day. He work every day. You know what I'm saying? His shit look different than mine.
The money that we racing for is gentlemen's bets. It's $2,500.
Yeah, but see, what's fucking it up though?
So that's
these niggas talking about get it up there. All these niggas who be talking about get it up there and bet 10 and all that shit. That to me, that's just a tactic to show a motherfucker they don't want to race. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to race
exactly.
motherfucker for no $10
exactly.
and all that shit. You ain't got to do all that shit. Hey, listen, if I tell you, hey man, I got $2,500, and you say I got $1,000, if I feel like I got a chance to win, we gonna run you for that $1,000. You know what I'm saying? We're going to run you for that $1,000. It might be 4 of us at the track. Guess what? All 4 of us going to put in. We got to go $250 apiece to get to that $1,000. We're going to all eat.
Hey, BFN.
That's what I was trying to tell him.
It ain't his business.
No,
we ran Lenny. We ran Lenny. We ran Lenny for 2,500. It wound up being 25 in the end. 22 in the end when we ran Lenny. We held our own money, and Lenny and them held their own money. B-Fed, I asked B-Fed what all he was betting. When he stopped, we kicked in. Then his friends say, man, we want some. We want some. We made sure everybody ate. You understand? If we'd have won, we was good. Everybody had something. We all lost together. We don't have a problem about what it is when we lock in. We're going to run for something. We got a $1,000 car. We got a $5,000 car to play with. But we just trying
right,
to race.
I get that, Crucial Boy.
We're not trying to outbet nobody.
You never heard what I said, Crucial Boy. You never heard what I said. What I said was this here. It's only three of us. It's only three of us. So, and we got to cover the bet for $6,000. We got to cover the bet for $6,000. It's 17 of y'all. So y'all got to cover the bet. So my thing is this here. This is my thing. This is the reason I said what I said. What I said was this here. I don't
want to cut you off here. There ain't no 17 of us. First of all, it's only three of us. Listen to me. It's only three of us.
Hey, Preacher Boy, it's like hitting
four.
The fucking wall with a cop.
You just said it's 17 of us. It's me, B-Fan.
Hey, Preacher Boy, you want to say what you want to say to a person, right? You got to let somebody
What did that man just say, B-Fan?
No.
What did he just say, B-Fan? He said 17 of us.
He might have been using.
Man,
he might have just been using.
Hey, it's been the Preacher Boy and B-Fan show all night. Y'all better lock somebody in, man. Y'all better lock somebody
man,
in.
Man, we trying to lock you in.
Y'all
try, we trying to
hey,
lock you
y'all
in.
Y'all trying to race next week? Y'all trying to race next week with that Mustang
yes.
on my cousin?
Yes.
Next week?
Yes.
Where?
Small block to small F-41. Block.
All right.
Man,
yeah, we going to lock
man,
you
man,
in.
We got
we going to see what track coming up. Because y'all took over the show like
okay.
y'all race.
Man, we was on here having a good conversation. Hold on, listen. We've been having a good conversation with you going back and forth. He come on here talking. I'm listening, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to interrupt, but I was trying to get to what he was talking about. You know what I'm saying? If you come to me right now and say, B-Fan, we're going to lock you in for $2,500, right? You know it's 3-4 of us. That's it. A motherfucker ain't finna bet the whole 25. Now, a motherfucker can bet the whole 25, but we just like with y'all. If a motherfucker come to y'all and say, Vaughn, we're going to race y'all, we're going to lock in $300 on the 1,000 or better. We get to the track, you say, how much we running for? And then we say, well, we got 3,000 collectively. You're going to go in y'all camp. Y'all going to go over there or whoever else, and y'all going to get y'all money together, and y'all going to get the money up. If y'all can't come with 3,000, not saying y'all can't, I'm just using a hypothetical. So that's why I was just lost on what he was talking about.
Hold on. Let me cut you off.
Hey, Vaughn,
you know how I bet.
You asked that nigga a yes or no question, that nigga get your ass 20 minutes. You should have been writing books, man. You need your power.
Yeah, but Vaughn, leave him alone. See, you still on the same shit. Vaughn, whenever y'all came up with y'all money, Vaughn, and to run me, I said, when you told me what you had, I said, that's fine. You knew we had a bunch of money. But you had a bunch of money in your pocket, but you had your limitations, how far you wanted to go.
Okay.
And I said,
okay.
let's
don't
go.
Be, I was about to say, don't talk that bunch of money shit.
I can't never
okay.
say you broke.
You
listen
right.
to me. Vaughn, I'll repeat again. You ain't never broke. You ain't never seen me broke. We trying to race. We ain't trying to buy each other. Ain't no nigga out here for sale. We race for what you.
But what
when
I'm saying
you
is,
stop,
y'all
we
knew
stop.
We was there for testing. Y'all knew we was there for
Who's
testing when we was racing y'all with K-Dog car. We told y'all last we getting it up there, and we got that shit up to like 7,500.
Yes, we
with K-Dog.
It was
car.
Up to about 75, 8. No, it was 75 in the pot, and I had 25 on the gap. Y'all threw a rod.
Exactly.
You,
right.
Our race
that
went up to 4,500. I think
that
our race went up to 4,500.
Right. But what I'm saying is, listen, what I'm saying is that was the car we came to race that day. So that's the car we tried
you
to
right.
race for fucking 8,000. But when I said
you
everybody
right.
came out here to see us race, I said, give me a spot. And you accommodated me. You gave me a spot. But I said, I'm only racing for
4,500. I didn't argue with you. I didn't argue with
yeah.
you or nothing. What you asked
but
for,
what
I said, you got
but
it.
What I'm saying
see, my
is
thing
the
is
car we came
to
race with. What I'm saying is the car we came
broke.
To race with, we
it
was
broke.
At the line for 8,000.
It broke. Yes, you did.
I don't give a fuck about the money. Listen, I want you to hear this.
I'm just man.
I understand what you're saying. It wasn't about the money. Listen, with us, fuck everybody else. With us, period.
Nah, I'm just
it's not about
though.
The
I'm
money.
Just saying,
it's the
you
principle.
Up there act like, it's, oh, y'all weren't trying to bet. Nah, we was trying to bet.
See, Vaughn, this is what you say.
You
I explained too much.
You did
this
bet.
It wasn't that a motherfucker was saying that. What I think what he was trying to say was, okay, say if y'all got the race up to 8,000, and you said, I'm going to bet the whole 8,000. You ain't going to let your team get none of the bread, and that's why I was lost. We're like, what is he talking about? You know what I'm saying? Because each camp, I know y'all do that. Y'all, goddamn it, come collectively. Y'all get y'all money up. Y'all get on. Everybody I know, goddamn it, put their money together once they get to come up with what they come up with and the other team will comment at them. If they don't get enough, that's it. But I don't know one motherfucker say, man, fuck that. Ain't nobody getting in my pot. I'm going to bet the whole team myself. That's what he was saying when he started talking. I'm like, that's why I said, bro, where did you get that from? Because that shit threw me off because I don't know nobody to do that. Right now, if we said we're going
to
run for $1,000 and we get to the track and y'all say, right. Be fair, we got $7,500. Now,